Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today, this 30th day of September 2009. On this Wednesday edition, we're going to get updates from Montana with the, quote, American police force, this shadowy foreign organization that won't even tell local news, or the governor of Montana, or the state legislature, who funds them, where they come from, and what they're doing. Another shadowy development is that this $27 million prison internment facility was built in the last 2 years. Now they're expanding it with unnamed millions of dollars of expansion. And yesterday and last night, no exaggeration, I watched three or four CNN pieces, more than 10 Montana pieces from different TV stations over the last year, speculating about what the camp is, and now they just admit it is being designated as a Guantanamo Bay facility for terrorists. And then I went and pulled up other articles from earlier this year where Obama, even when he was president-elect, before he was sworn in January, was saying that they would probably move the prisoners to camps inside the U.S. and also keep U.S. terrorists there. I pulled up another report admitting that they're already at a former supermax in Montana, keeping animal rights activists and other people, and that their families, quote, can't visit them. So very, very, very bizarre. And then you add to that, this shadowy American police force will not answer questions to media, national or local. They will not say where their funding's coming from. They will not say why they showed up in black SUVs a week ago, with the name of the Montana town on the side of the vehicle saying that they were the new police force. So we're going to go over some of those clips today and break that down and get an update from folks in Montana on that. Then in the third hour, we have Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., an expert on Iran. We'll get his take on the hype that's taking place and the calls for military strikes on that country, different international bodies, the United Nations, UN Security Council, and others meeting today and through the next few days, quote, deciding what to do. They're already have basically agreed on very hard sanctions against Iran. And this is a giant hoax on its face. Iran, 2 weeks ago, announced that they were getting ready in the next few months to complete another uranium enrichment facility. The media engaged in a massive hoax saying, oh my gosh, we caught them red-handed. We found a secret nuke base with A-bombs, basically. And then a few days later, they said, oh, we mean they announced it and told us where it was, but sneakily. And they're in trouble, and they may nuke us. And so it's just part two of Iraq. Total and complete lies, but the lie is so bold and so over the top, some people are being suckered again and again and again. As P.T. Barnum said, a sucker is born every minute. A sucker is born every second nowadays, with the population being so much larger on this planet. These are the same people that lie to the public on every front. And so we'll be breaking that down today as well. But I know that a lot of you from Montana and surrounding areas want to comment on the old National Guard bases being turned into makeshift prisons and, quote, local county fusion centers, federalizing your local police. I want to open the phones up to talk about the economy, the FEMA camps, Obama's plunging approval ratings, all these new fake terror alerts they're issuing. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, Your congressional candidate and author, Robert Beatles, wrote a new book called Here's What You Do. You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, 30th day of September 2009. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. We're going to be taking phone calls throughout the entire broadcast. Sandy, WC, Steve, Dave, Patrick, everybody, we're going to be going to you here in just a few minutes. You know, they're telling us that we have a jobless recovery now here in the United States because they're measuring the economy off of how the financial system is doing. And since 23.7 trillion, and again, that number's now 2 months old, every 2 months or so they're due out any time. The Federal Reserve tells us, oh, we've taken this much money now, but we won't tell you where it went. So it's probably over $28 trillion, judging on the trend chart. But we know it's $23.7 trillion, over $50 trillion worldwide. And so because they have engorged themselves on $20-plus trillion here in the U.S. and $50 trillion total worldwide, they say the economy is doing absolutely wonderful as the tent cities pop up and as people lose their jobs or get put on part-time or go off the unemployment rolls. And on average, we have been losing several hundred thousand jobs a month. Employers cut 254,000 jobs in September so far, larger than expected, CNBC reports. U.S. private employers cut a larger than expected 254,000 jobs in September, though this was less than the revised 277,000 jobs lost in August, a report by a private employment service said on Wednesday. Also, they are reporting record loss in manufacturing jobs and overall manufacturing capacity in the United States. But guess what sector grew at a record clip in the last month? The government. They are hiring and raising lots of new taxes and squeezing the slaves as people scurry around trying to make ends meet. And as the stock market continues to drop today. Also, finally, mainstream media, I saw CNN this morning reporting it, reports on healthcare workers refusing to take the forced inoculations in New York State and protesting in multiple cities from Albany to New York City in New York yesterday. But CNN said, well, they just don't want to be made to take it first. But see, here's the issue. Obama's saying nobody has to take this, though they're announcing that they're forcing, with no law, police departments, fire departments, medical workers across the country to take shots. And there is another announcement today on the flu front. Military to get mandatory swine flu shots soon. This out of the Associated Press. U.S. military troops will begin getting required swine flu shots in the next week to 10 days, with active duty forces deploying to war zones and other critical areas along the front to the vaccine line, a top military commander said Tuesday. But multiple major, and this is in my stack, we're going to cover it later after calls, major newspapers in Canada report the government is showing that their studies are indicating that the swine flu shot in trials in Canada in the last month and a half is actually causing outbreaks of the flu. So again, Canadian newspapers reporting that government studies show that the swine flu shots are actually spreading it. Well, of course. What a genius plan. I'm also going to get into the latest developments in Hardin, Montana, with the shadowy group American Police Force telling the governor and the legislature. Now the governor and legislature have weighed in on Billings Television and other TV stations in Montana. Of all places, the newspapers in California are reporting on what's happening as well. The San Jose Mercury News is reporting and also quoting us, saying, oh, right-wing talk show host Alex Jones says that they've got local Hardin Police Department decals on American Police Force, the private contracting mercenary firm's cars. Alex Jones is scaring people saying this. No, it's on the Billings TV. It's on the Little Bighorn and Hardin TV channel. It's in the Billings Gazette. But this is what the mainstream media will do nationally. Like Fox News repeatedly has said, Alex Jones says there's been deaths in Europe from different flu vaccine trials this year. No, Bloomberg and the London Telegraph say that. Alex Jones says they've got contracts for mass graves in Indiana and New York and other states. No, the Department of Cemeteries in New York document and others say that, and now it's become mainstream news. Other newspapers report months ago, Alex Jones says that we're already under a UN level 6 threat back when they were telling the public we were at level 4. And then it came out later that we were indeed under that. No, I posted the secret document I got from a state official here in Austin that gave it into my hand with the names of the state board and the doctors meeting with the feds in April. And I'm not tooting my horn here. It's just that 95% of the time when I cover something, it's already from a document or from the news or from eyewitness reports that can be confirmed. 5% of the time I speculate. And I openly say we are speculating when we speculate. But it's just very, very frustrating. Along the line of martial law preparations across the country, we've seen Schenectady, New York mayor say, oh, we want martial law in the town. We don't have enough police, even though they've tripled the number of their police the last 12 years in that town, following the national average, the same as the national average. And we saw Birmingham, Alabama a month ago say, oh, we may ask to put troops on the streets of Birmingham because we've got a shortage of police. Another lie, they've got record police. That was in the local paper there. And I see these reports every couple days now. Remember about 8 months ago before Blagojevich got in real trouble? He went out and gave a press conference and said, we're going to use the National Guard and gun confiscation door-to-door statewide. And I played the press conference here on air. Then people wrote articles about me saying Alex says the governor's getting ready for gun confiscation door to door. Or Alex says that Chicago police have announced they're going to shoot you if you flee in a car or on foot in the back. No, that was CBS News, Chicago. Well, this latest report is from PR Inside. This is a press release put out by Andy Martin. Andy Martin says emergency measures are needed to stem the tide of violence in Chicago. U.S. Senate candidate Andy Martin calls for the imposition of martial law in Chicago. This is his press release. This is not me saying this. This is the mayor of Schenectady. This is the city council of Birmingham. This is what's happening in Tennessee and in Texas and in Arizona and in Kentucky. And you can go to this PR press release by him. Andy4USSenator.com. Why don't you go read it from him, office Senate website. It makes my head spin. And then I've got all these articles. Every day I Google the term New World Order, thousands of new articles per day now. Not per week, per day, thousands of new ones calling for world government, world taxes, and the end of the dollar. Here's the Washington Times. Dollars, days of dominance may end. That's the type of news I have in my stack. But I want to go to your calls from people being forced to take the flu shot, or your husbands or wives being forced, it being pushed on your children. Many schools around the country, and I have a stack of news on that, are saying, you know what? You want to come to school? You got to take the seasonal flu shot and the H1N1 shot and another shot. Obama says three shots. They say, well, maybe just two or maybe three. And then there's no law. They just say, we're going to kick you out of school if you don't take the shot through policy. And then we're going to charge you with truancy. And that's how criminal charges then are brought into effect and kick in. So just absolute color of law and fraud and racketeering going on. It is wall to wall. So I want to hear from you on that. I want to hear from folks in Montana. All sorts of weird military and FBI and FEMA drills going in. Obviously part of the expansion of NLE-09 that's still ongoing. Sandy in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. The thing I've called and tell you about today is on Fox News or one of the stations, they said that a boy in England died from the shot. Okay, they shut it up. I hadn't heard anything else about it. And another thing, they just announced on the television here on Fox News about they're setting up tents on the outside of these hospitals. Okay, I live in a rural area, but there's also several of these little rural towns that's already come down with the flu. You know?
Yeah, do you want me to give you what's happening in both cases?
Yeah.
Okay, A, there have been a bunch of different flu trials with different vaccines and with different variants of the bird flu and different variants of the swine flu. H1N1 is its proper name. And there have been deaths, but they've preemptively gone in and told all the nurses and doctors that it's impossible for this to hurt you. There is no mercury. There is no adjuvant, though it's on all the inserts. And we've posted scans on InfoWars and Prison Planet on both our big sites of the actual inserts. You can go to the pharmacy, ask for the insert, read it for yourself, go turn the news on, they'll tell you it's not in there. Just total lying, because they've already been lying so much, why not just go for broke? So yes, an internal CDC document say it's causing neurological disorders and brain damage. So yes, that's going on. Now, on the second subject, you're bringing up tent cities. Or tent emergency centers. The first place to do this back in April was Dell Children's Center. It's all over the news here. They create the hype. They create the fear. They've set him up in Houston as well, other groups. And parents are panicking, bringing any kids in that are sick from the cold or anything else. They're going into tents as if there's an overflow. They're staging all of this for mass pandemic to create as much fear as possible.
Yes, sir, but they also said down there where they had the trials of the down there in Australia that people, they give the shots to as getting nauseous and sick, and it's like you said about this new world order. Well, I live in a small town.
Stay there, ma'am. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Sandy.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Straight on to the New World Order. I've had a chance to read the whole Globe World Exclusive Obama's Secret Enemies list. Reveal 25 names who president wants to silence and why. Bill Clinton reportedly running the operation. I believe this is somewhat of an accurate report. I'll tell you why. Give you some of the background on that coming up when we start the next hour. We've also got some of the witnesses coming on to the police riots of the G20, some of the people that were arrested, some of the court cases that are already being heard yesterday and today, and some of the witnesses to the police dressed up like anarchists out causing problems, smashing people's cameras. And, of course, I've got the anarchist then emailing me saying, how dare you say we're police? These were obviously big police doing this. We caught them in Denver. They admit they did it. We caught them in Canada. This is mainline news. It's not saying all anarchists are doing this or all anarchists are cops. But that's what the anarchists do. They build straw men. They say we've said things that we're not saying. And that's why they're so disingenuous on average. I'm not saying there aren't reasonable, real anarchists out there that aren't doing these things. But all the big anarchist sites are calling for violence and calling for disruptions. And that only feeds into the police operation. So I'm sure there are some real idiots out there causing problems and that want anarchy in society that only helps the globalists and their motto, order out of chaos. I'll go back to Sandy. Sandy, what was your point about being out in the country?
Well, like I said, I live out in the country. My husband and I, we used to farm and ranch and had a little farm and, a little ranch. And we quit that. That was back in the 80s because they started shipping all the beef in from Central America, Costa Rica, and stuff like that. And the small farmers just could not stay in business.
And now they're passing the animal ID, premises ID, to fully shut down those that are barely holding on, yes.
That's right. And just a couple of months ago, and these doctors is also involved in, well, not all doctors, but the biggest majority of them is involved in this New World Order, too. It was about a month ago, let's see, my husband's the type of person, he refuses to go to see a doctor, because they gave him something that made him sick. So anyhow, about a month ago, I had protective services come out to my house. They gave me a psychology test.
And, well, ma'am, you shouldn't have even talked to them. Ma'am, they had no warrant. And then they ask you to be reasonable and talk to them, but they're not reasonable. They're trying to make up a quack report to claim you're mentally ill so they can steal your property. These are hardcore criminals.
And it's like I said, I couldn't get a lawyer. They wouldn't let me get a lawyer. They had my phone all tied up. I tried to get a hold of you and stuff, and they just kept the phone tied up.
So did they grab your husband?
No, they did not. My husband told him, said, look, I'm not being abused. My wife is not abusing me. And they told me...
Well, see, ma'am, stay there, Sandy. What they've done is they've run out of kids to snatch over $1 million a year. So now they're out snatching old people, especially property owners. And just when they show up, don't answer the door. The police can't come in without a warrant. But the CPS or elder services trick you and go, look, just be reasonable. We just want to check on you. Then they come in and say, you're beating your husband. Oh, look, he's got a spot on his arm, as if old people don't, all start having that. And then he falls down and bruises himself, or an old folks slip and fall. And then they come grab him. Have you seen the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing Granny? They just want to get their clutches on him, pump him full of morphine, kill him deader than a hammer at a hospice, and then they can come in and get your property and move into it.
Absolutely right. And it's like they told me that if I did not cooperate with them, that I was going to be labeled as a terrorist.
So where do you live, and who are these scumbag filth?
Well, they're from the Texas Protective Service, what they was from. And I try to, of course, I guess I raise my voice at them, but geez,
and they just feed on you good country people. I tell you, I'm so sick of this trash. I've seen them feeding on old folks here in Austin.
Well,
they're nothing but wolves. Listen, do you have any family in the area? Because
I know, I can't exactly tell you that on the phone because I live a sort of a private life.
I understand, ma'am.
And I have to worry about mine and my husband's security because I'm watching over my...
Well, ma'am, tell me how it ended. Tell me how it ended with the filth. Tell me how it ended with them.
Well, anyhow, they wanted to come in my house. I did not let them. I had
good.
I have a little old shop out there. It's just a little old resale shop. I let him come out there, and that's when the guy gave me the psychology test. He says,
and he said you were a terrorist.
Yeah. They said,
stay there, ma'am.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
You can't imagine how they're robbing old people, how they're taking their houses and property. When I first got started in 1995, that was the first stories I ran into, because old folks would see me on TV or locally and call me up and they'd say, I'm getting $2,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. And they would come out and then put fines on them and then take their property, send police to their houses and arrest them. And then I would go to the city council people's houses and show them with 3-foot grass in neighborhoods and tarps on their roofs and mosquitoes breeding and buckets of water. And then hundreds and hundreds of old people started calling me. And it was always the same MO. They'd have surgery. They'd be visited by a social worker in the hospital. They would then put the order through to the city to start putting fines on their houses to get them. These are hardcore criminals, and they're operating in every town and city in the country. And now it's coming out all over national news how they'll go out in the country and pass a retroactive rule, no grandfathering, saying, yeah, you got a gravel road going to your house off the highway. $1,000, $2,000 a day fines seem to be par for the course. Then when you don't pay it, they take it to county court, take your property. If you don't come off the property, SWAT team shows up, and every couple of weeks I hear about an old guy or old woman gunned down inside their house. Or they tear gas them and get them out. High five, property's theirs. And that's how government rolls. Remember seeing stories the last few months how government officials are moving in to repossess homes in these programs now. I mean, they know what they're doing. Now, Sandy, finishing up. So you had a little shop behind your house. You said you'd meet with them there, and then the social worker was also, I guess, a psychologist, or claimed they were, and did a psychological test. You know, you have a Fifth Amendment. They didn't have a warrant. You don't have to talk to the scum. But when did this Nazi, this Soviet, this Commissar, this creature, when did he start threatening you, saying you're a terrorist?
Well, see, they come up here and they said, well, if I didn't talk to him, first of all, the lady came by and she left her card out there. She didn't even knock on the door or nothing. And that was on the 7th or 17th of 09. And when I try to get a hold of her after all this is over with, these people don't even exist anymore. You can't get a hold of them. You can't find out what their names is. You can't, because I called them.
Oh, yeah, when the CPS was trying to take one of my employees' kids. When the CPS was trying to take one of my employees' children for literally no reason, it became a big scandal in the local TV and newspapers here in Texas, Central Texas. They wouldn't even say their names. And they check everybody at gym class for bruises on their knees, bruises anywhere, and they try to take them. And they strip search them and then lie about it and then later have to admit it. And, ma'am, you just it'd just be best not to talk to them. They don't have a warrant. It's never good to talk to these criminals. They're just there to meet a quota. They have quotas on children they need to kidnap. The adoption agencies tell them we want a blonde-haired, blue-eyed two-year-old. They go out and start hunting in the schools for them. So just God bless you, ma'am. Sorry, but now the criminals are leaving you alone?
Well, as I know of, they are. Because, like I said, I have went around and told several people what happened to me. But I got the feeling that they're going to label me as a terrorist. Because
So they didn't say you'd be a terrorist.
They're going to label me as a terrorist. They said the police officer that came out here, at least he said he was a police officer.
Oh.
And
what did he say?
He was with the sheriff's department. Well, he said if I didn't apologize to his dispatcher, that he would arrest me and I'll be labeled as a suspect as a terrorist.
Oh, he did say that.
Yes.
Ma'am, don't be scared. You don't have to say your full name or what, but what county is this?
This is in Jasper County.
Well, thank you so much, ma'am. God bless you. Call us if you have any other problems. I remember before 9/11, all the training manuals saying gun ownership, being a veteran, being a constitutionalist, talking about the Constitution, making frequent references to the Constitution. These are quotes, by the way. Means you're a terrorist. And I kept telling everybody, this has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Then I read the Patriot Act back in October of 2001 when they passed it in the dead of night with no one being able to read it. I read it 2 days after they passed it when they made it public. And Section 802 said all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution. Now that's openly admitted, and we've played the Senate talking about it and admitting it. And that it's used tens of thousands of times a year per state. No more Bill of Rights, no more Constitution. Totally criminal, rogue government. And it is the same thing now with the DHS reports and the Mayak report. Look, it's all for us. You understand? And they're the only part of the country growing industry is police and spies and social workers and tattletales. And they're recruiting your kids in school publicly. Wait till you see Fall of the Republic. It's just unbelievable. It has like a 15-minute segment just on that. Let's talk to WC in Texas. You're on the air, WC.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I tell you what, these older folks out here in our country, I'm so glad they're still alive and kicking because they got more fight and spunk than a lot of these pride-cut men out here who think they're tough. So I'm glad every day.
You're right. All the big tough guys, if they show up, they just hand their baby right over and say, have fun raping my child, shooting him up with drugs. And then I'm serious. They just roll over. But when you walk into a grocery store past one, they'll kind of walk in your way and act tough. They're real tough. But they just love rolling over to the government, don't they?
Yeah, just go up and tell them, say, hey, buddy, you're on the list. It's kind of just plant a little seed on them, you know?
Then they'll crap their pants.
Yeah, they ought to. But what I wanted to ask you, sir, because your opinion means a lot to me, I've been speaking with some of these LaRouche people, and they come off as good folks, highly, highly educated. And I got to talking with a few of them about the swine flu vaccine, and we were talking about Ron Paul and other avenues of information that I use, because I don't just feed at one water fountain. I try to go to many and get all the facts that I can. Well, the lady that I was speaking with, again, highly educated, and the older ones they refer to as boomers, she told me, she goes, oh, well, if Lynn doesn't tell you, you don't have to worry about it. And I looked at her almost kind of like, lady, are you serious? I mean, that's very cultish-like. And yeah. I mentioned your name and sure. other folks' name, and it was nails on a chalkboard to them, man. I mean, it was like, oh, don't even mention him, all this stuff. And I'm thinking, because I'm trying to tell them, hey, why don't we all combine forces and we can do this. We can establish a Hamiltonian banking system and all this stuff that they talk about. It's just like, well, I called Dr. Stan and asked him, and he used the analogy that they're like snake venom. 95% of what they say is true. It's just that 5% is what gets you, just like 5% of snake venom is what kills you.
Listen, I hear you, WC. Look, I don't make my show about critiquing all the other little political action groups that are out there. And that's a tip to other radio shows and websites. All they do, half of our energy gets spent critiquing each other and exaggerating things about other groups and attacking other groups of people. And I'm not saying you're doing that, WC. It's just that I don't make my show about groups that aren't taking over my life. The federal government is controlled by foreign and offshore banks on record. They are bankrupting my country and my children's future. They are setting up FEMA camps. They are setting up face scanning and license plate reading cameras everywhere. They are putting in the naked body scanners in all the major airports. It's going in nationwide. 214, that's basically all the big airports. Houston just got them. We've got to audit the Fed. We have got to warn people about the Gardasil shot that's killing people and maiming people en masse on record. We've got to warn people about the regular seasonal flu shot and all the problems associated with it and the even more dangerous H1N1. Now, that said, again, Lyndon LaRouge is not taking over my life. Lyndon LaRouge is not the one trying to raise my property taxes. That said, their analysis of the British oligarchy and the Anglo-American establishment is stunningly accurate, and it's really good research. But then they would do stuff like, say, Bill Clinton was good when he was in office, but Al Gore was bad when they all work on the same team. And so they do mix in things that they know are patently false, in my opinion. Also, one time I saw, well, they had an Access TV show that was a national show that they aired on Access in Austin. I think in like 97, I was already on the air at the time for a few years. And they said, call and get a free intelligence report. So I called the number and got a really hard sale to give money and to subscribe to it. And they kept calling me and really trying pushy cultic tactics on me out of their Houston office. So I never really talked to them again, other than the fact that they'll call here from the national office and say, do you want to interview Lyndon LaRouge? And I go, I say, sure. And they call back and go, well, you got to interview these three people first. And I just say, no, thank you. And they always call back wanting to get on the show. So I don't touch the LaRougeites with a 10-foot pole. That said, answering your question, Webster Tarpley was one of their chief analysts. He is a real political mind. I disagree with some of his conclusions or his solutions, but I agree with his analysis. It's spot on. And he's shown himself to really have a lot of foresight and really is a versatile historian, has a doctorate in history. He's a PhD. And he has a doctorate in economics. And he's very scholarly. He's a Fulbright scholar, I believe, going from memory, one at the top of his class. But the issue is he left them, and he says that it's a messianic cult built around Lyndon LaRouge. But again, you asked me the question. I hate to even go there, because it is not Lyndon LaRouge taking over our lives. You know, that's the same thing about me. I mean, let's just say I'm bad, because a lot of people take kernels of truth and build lies on them, or more often than not, total whole cloth lies about me. And then it becomes this entire subculture and cottage industry of attacking me. And that's fine, as long as people don't waste their time defending me. I desperately want to warn people about not taking the Gardasil shot and the flu shot. They're trying to make all this mandatory. They're trying to set the precedent right now with this H1N1. More than anything, that's what this is, a federal precedent, a UN takeover precedent under World Health Organization rules. That's what this is really all about. And we are at the cusp of major change. We are now inside the New World Order. And so people constantly say, what do you think of this person? What do you think of that person? Ladies and gentlemen, you know that you are good. You know that you care about liberty. You know that you are a leader. So start a website, start a radio show, start a local newspaper, start a local newsletter, whatever. Go to city council. Speak out on issues. Get involved now. We do not have time to screw around. Okay? We do not have time to play games anymore. And the reason I'm on the White House enemies list, we're going to cover some of this next hour, is because I have been accurate. I have gotten people motivated. When you ask people that have woken up to the New World Order, and a lot of people have done this, and Ron Paul's talked about it on air, about 8 times out of 10, up until about a year ago, they would say, Alex Jones woke me up. Now it's more like about 60% of the time they say Alex Jones woke me up, and about 40% of the time they say Ron Paul did. And that's great. I don't like being the Lone Ranger. I don't like being the most effective. It's a very dangerous position. I'm happy to walk point a lot of the time, but I need to have other people walk point so that there's just not one target out here. It's an idea. They can get flesh and blood. They can shut me down or kill me or set me up or demonize me, whatever. But the idea of liberty and freedom and standing up against the New World Order is invincible, is unstoppable, is transcendent. And so that's why I tell folks, when the establishment tries to attack me and others, and when they try to attack Ron Paul, when you see the establishment attacking people, and when you see them doing it from the biggest media in the country in the world to the lowest level and the alternative media, you have to know that most of that, put it this way, the establishment stirs the pot. And then other people join in a snowball effect, a mockingbird effect. A mockingbird will copy a lawn. It's a state bird of Texas. It'll copy a lawnmower. It'll copy a dog barking. It'll copy a baby crying. It'll copy car alarms. And that's what the public does. They know the public is disenfranchised. The public is angry. The public knows they're losing their standard of living. The public knows they're going into tyranny. The public knows they're being lied to. The only hope the establishment have is playing us off against each other. Black against white. Old against young. Racial issues. Religious diversions. Religious divisions. Starting new wars. Balkanization. Divide and conquer. The great game, as the British call it, at every level. And so that is our enemy. We need to be focused on the real government, the illegitimate, private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve, which is nothing more than the private regional governorship over the power to issue currency and credit. That's the only issue. That's it. When you come to the power structure, you deal with that. You decapitate that politically, you expose that, you bypass. I mean, how ridiculous is it that we spend all day fighting over Obama and Bush and McCain and Sarah Palin, and they use that left-right paradigm, that's their biggest divider all over the world, so that we fight with each other and we're divided out of the gates when both parties are bought and paid for. And I know that people can intellectually get that, but can you get that in your gut? I've been beaten the drum for 14 years about the left-right paradigm, the left-right culture, the left-right system, the red state, blue state garbage. And they have little differences on the surface, and the Democrats and Republicans do fight with each other. But it's just like two managers, say, at IBM, at a regional level, who work for the same company but fight with each other. Doesn't matter. They work for the same company. And yes, they really hate each other in some cases. More often than not, they're intermarried and hang out and, you know, do have fights from time to time. It's just like my office. We got people in my office who probably, some of them who don't really like each other, but they still work for me. You understand? They overall are taking orders from Alex Jones. Well, it's the same thing with the government. The government's run by the private banks. And the Republicans and Democrats may have some differences and struggle over the management positions, but they still work for the private banking shareholders. So we identify them, which is starting to happen. And once that process starts, it's very hard to reverse. They're trying. And so the only way they can attack the Patriot, the Liberty, the Anti-New World Order movement, the group that really knows what's going on and needs to be out there educating the general public, who's ready to wake up, who is now receptive to the truth, if they can just get us fighting with each other, and we've caught the government funding groups doing this, it's come out in Congress, and they've targeted myself and others in congressional hearings, if I'm now on the White House enemies list, for heaven's sakes, in the top 25 people. If they can do that, they're going to win. Now, if we're able to get past that and realize this agenda, and if we're able to set aside our petty differences and move forward, overall, I think the LaRouche Group does a lot of good. I just think, as any old organization, they develop weird behaviors. But side issue on that. The point is, we need to stop infighting with each other and focus on the real power structure. If we don't do that, we're dead.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC this morning. I took an hour jog on the treadmill. And it just really hit me that they know they're lying when they read off those teleprompters. I mean, I know the people writing the information for the teleprompters know they're lying, but they have that younger guy, I forget his name, they're on Fox in the morning, paired up with the blondes. They have different blondes on there, every seems like every day. And when he said, yes, what do you think's in this Iranian facility? He started stuttering. He went, I know the people don't trust our intelligence anymore from the WMDs in Iraq, but they do have them, don't they? And he was just radiating, I'm a big fat liar. The body language was screaming, I'm a liar and I don't like this. He was guilty. I mean, he was almost like saying, I'm a liar. He was stuttering. He was stammering. He was blinking. He looked guilty. He almost retched. He had to look down to make himself say it. Because when you're lying about a country that's going to get bombed and hundreds of thousands are probably going to die, let me tell you, that's a big spiritual border to cross. When you take part in Iraq and in killing over a million Iraqis in the last 6.5 years, let me tell you, that's some bad mojo you're taking on your back. And it's a big deal to sit up there on TV talking to 3, 4, 5 million people. That's what an average Fox audience is, depending on the show. But at least 2 million people. And to sit there and lie to them and tell them there's WMDs in Iran. I mean, they know it's a complete hoax. In fact, speaking of that, here's the London Guardian today. Georgian attack ahead of war with Russia, unjustifiable in law, says EU. EU investigation also concludes South Ossetia irregular forces violated rules of war. And it goes on to try to tell a new lie. But I remember on 888, a year and 2 months ago, roughly, I was suckered for about an hour. Because, I mean, I can't believe that CNN and Fox would go on TV with the president of Georgia and say, Russia has snuck attack us for no reason, help us, we're under attack. When it had been on, because I'd gotten up that morning, it had already been on the news for about 8 hours, but it was only in European news that Georgian forces backed by U.S., Israeli, and NATO forces had launched sneak attacks inside the peacekeeper bases. They had peacekeepers next to the Russians in the same buildings, and they were slitting their throats. They were doing special forces tactics of shooting them up at close range and stabbing them in the kidney and grabbing them around from behind and slitting their throats. And they went on the news for 3 or 4 days and said Russia had snuck attack. Now, folks, that is lying. That is bold and bravado, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. Let me tell you, that's bold. So bold, I went on the radio, I printed the articles and was watching CNN, went in, got on at 11 and said, well, they say Russia's attacking Georgia. And then I started getting the emails and foreign news articles, and then suddenly CNN went, well, it's not clear who attacked first. And then it's just amazing. And it's the same thing with Iran. Iran 2 weeks ago goes, oh, we're opening a new facility in the next few months, one of many. And they go, we caught a secret facility. We've caught them. We've got to attack them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A few weeks ago, we told you about $15 million fines for garage sales. If you sell any recalled product that's been recalled over the last decade, as if anybody knows, when upwards of 10% of products get recalled, nobody brings them back. Maybe one out of 100. They're trying to shut down farms and ranches with the animal ID, premises ID situation. And now New York Times is reporting, so is the Associated Press, state tells a mom you can't babysit your neighbor's kids or CPS will come take them. You got to have a license. And they're now telling homeschoolers in California you got to have a license to homeschool your kids. Just total criminal government. And Obama says you got to be in school year-round. They want to get that going. We've had former head of the Department of Education had a policy on. She was there in the 80s, and they were planning all of this greedily. Charlotte Iserby. So that's going on. Each day before the school bus comes to pick up the neighbor's children, Lisa Snyder did a favor for the three of the fellow moms. So many times neighbor kids would come over to our house for breakfast because my mom liked to make breakfast, and two or three of them would come over. She'd make sweet rolls and scrambled eggs. We'd wait an hour, play video games, watch TV or something there in the kitchen, run in the living room and have fun. All the neighbor kids like my mom. That's Al-Qaeda, ladies and gentlemen. You live in a prison. The social workers are there to let you know you're a prisoner. And the government's growing, and it's going to mind your life. Lisa Snyder did a favor for the three of her fellow moms. Let's get Lisa Snyder on next week, guys. I want to get this mom on. Welcoming their children into her home for about an hour before they left for school. Regulators who oversee child care, however, don't see it as a charity. So you're not allowed to have association now with your neighbors. You are prisoners. You're here to pay money to the bankers, period. Days after the start of the school year, Snyder received a letter from the Michigan Department of Human Services warning her that if she continued, she'd be violating a law aimed at the operations of unlicensed daycare centers. Now, why are they doing this? Well, I'm going to explain it later. The point is, we have Department of Education documents. It came out the CIA-funded Miss Magazine. They want to split up the family, make both men and women work two jobs. So you got to stay at work till 7-8 at night, like China. So your kids will then start staying 8, 10, 12 hours, 6 days a week, as many as 14 hours a day at government schools. I even heard a caller to News Radio 590 this week on Monday. They were talking about Obama on the morning show wanting to make you go to school year round. And I heard caller after caller call in and go, I think it's good. I got to work till 6 o'clock. I got to go to work at 7. The bus doesn't come till 8. I don't like leaving them at home. I want the government to take my kids. I pay tax money. Good. Keep my kids. And then soon it'll be, oh, well, you know, you're not able to keep them in a proper environment. They have to live in a government dormitory. That's already started for first 2,000, now 20,000 families in England. Cameras in the homes at birth. Now they're just going to raise the kids, they're announcing, in government dormitories. Oh, it's happening. Oh, it's happening. And just all of you are going to get the green visits, the home inspection visits. They're hiring the 3.4 million Girl Scouts to admittedly help everybody learn how good Homeland Security is and spy on neighbors. Right here in Austin, they give the kids $200 to turn their parents in. They write dossiers for 7th and 8th graders on what's in the medicine cabinet. Does mommy smoke funny cigarettes? This government is as criminal as it gets. Just like Thomas Jefferson said, the exact level of tyranny you're going to live under is the level of tyranny you put up with. All right, I'm going to go to Steve, Dave, Patrick, Dave, and Jeremy. I'm going to hurry through your callers. Through the calls, Jeremy disagrees. I'll go to him first. Good to hear about how bad I am, I'm sure. Whatever, fine. And we will take your calls. And then I want to get into this issue. And then I want to talk about how I'm on the White House enemies list, what I really think of this report. I think most of it's accurate. Paul Watson's got a big report going up at PrisonPlanet.com about this. Also, Charlie Sheen responds to Bill O'Reilly's cowardice and a lot more. Coming up today, you don't want to miss this important broadcast. Please stay with us.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to get into the Globe story about, well, myself being on the Obama hit list, is what the headline says, enemies list. We're going to get into a host of other issues, babysitting being criminalized by CPS, basically an act of child abuse. Not allowed to have any communities, not allowed to communicate with your neighbors. You're all prisoners. You're not allowed to support each other. You're supposed to watch TV, turn your kids over to the state, take a bunch of flu shots, and die of cancer and brain damage. That's it. It's called eugenics. And the criminal scientific dictatorship is now expanding, taking over. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Jeremy in California, go ahead.
Hey, man. I wanted to call and disagree about two things. I tried to call a couple weeks ago. And then I wanted to disagree about what's taken place in the last 24 hours. First of all, let me put a disclaimer up. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber.
I know. People always say that. Look, yeah. It's fine, bro. You don't have to preface anything. You went to the head of the line because you disagree. Just make your point, and then I got to move on to other callers.
Cool. No problem. Yesterday you had Steve Quayle on, and multiple times you asked, for example, to get somebody on who he said he was sourcing. And he constantly ducks out of sourcing any of the things that he presents to you. And it's getting old. It's over the top. And I'm just wondering at what point, do we pull the plug on somebody like that and say, hey, Like he told you about a shop owner that had told you something that was just outrageous about gun identification. And you said, hey, we got to get that guy on. And he completely just skated around that. And it's just, you know, it's too much hearsay.
Well, I don't want to attack Steve here. Let me just say this. We're going to have major breaking news tomorrow and Friday on the Hardin, Montana situation. Believe me, you want to tune in tomorrow and Friday, Thursday and Friday. Word to the wise is sufficient, ladies and gentlemen. A little bird told me to tune in tomorrow. Believe me, you want to tune in tomorrow. Now, Quayle, before this was all over the news, told me about this last week. And he told me they were putting police decals on their cars, that it was a foreign-owned company, that it was secretive, and that it was a FEMA center. Now, all of that then later came out on the news. If you go to Paul Watson's latest article on it, it's in the featured news archive. Now, it rolled off the main screen from last night. He has a news story up there, but you want to go to he's done three stories. The second one has all the local, or I can't say all, I don't know if it's all of them, but like 10 or 11 or maybe more video links to local news and CNN admitting it's a site they're looking at for Guantanamo detainees. Then I went and pulled up articles saying they may put, quote, U.S. terrorists there too. Montana's the main state. They're also using a supermax nearby that already has animal rights activists and other people in it. Very, very suspicious and bizarre. And so about 95% of what Quayle told me beforehand turned out to be accurate. Now, yes, I called him this morning. He said he's working on the story. He also has a business to run. I'm trying to get him on today. He says he can come on tomorrow. He's working on these sources, working on letting me talk to them. A lot of times, and I know how this is, we'll have a nurse or a police officer or a congressman or a general, and they're ready to come on, and then last minute they cancel. Whistleblowers get cold feet. And it's one thing if somebody knows Steve because he lives up there, and they'll talk to him. It's another thing to get him to come on air. You know, I have sources all the time that I can't give out. And so you really got to judge on how often is Steve right. And he's right a lot of the time. And a lot of the times he prefaces what he says with, this could be happening, or this could be an operation, or they could be getting ready to green light this. And then he'll say, I believe they are. So, again, he's one of our guests. He's not the one that's American police force owned by some foreign company. And they even told the state legislature. We have video clips of state senators and the governor's office and other people saying it's secretive. They won't tell us either. And we're about to open hearings at the state level. They were patrolling. Okay. Until 2 days ago there, until it hit the news. They did hire the Billings Gazette reporter who'd written positive articles about him. Suddenly she quit her job and now works for them. I mean, this is a creepville. So, regardless, you can listen to what Steve has to say, take it or leave it, okay? It isn't about Steve. I mean, are you saying this isn't a FEMA camp? Are you saying there isn't a shadowy Merc group that runs mercenary operations worldwide involved? Or, I mean, have you seen the videos on the news? I mean, what are you saying?
I've seen, Alex, I've seen all the reports. I've seen what's going on. I live in Los Angeles. I know that they're trying to privatize our men's central jail because they want to free up more manpower for the streets. I don't doubt that there's FEMA camps. I do doubt a guy that says that a certain general informed him that we're being fattened up for giants. I do want sources. I want to know who that general is. I want to know who that shopkeeper is that said they're going to ID guns by some certain imprint on them. I mean, I already know they're going to do that with
the giant. Well, I didn't hear the giant thing. Listen. This is a disease, though, in our country. The Federal Reserve is private. And I'm getting questions about Steve Quayle. I'm getting questions about Lyndon LaRouche, who I have nothing to do with and don't really agree with on his solutions. I already said that. And it's and yes, I know Steve has written some interesting books about the Bible and about the Nephilim and, you know, things like that. And those are interesting things he's written. I know he wrote about weaponized flu and a lot of things that are documented. So, you know, we have Steve on because he lives in Montana and covered that. But see how we're all talking about my guest? Instead of Associated Press, the state tells the mom, kids can't come over in the morning, three neighborhood kids, to have breakfast. You're not allowed in America to have the neighbor kids over for breakfast, even if the neighbors want their kids over. You're a prisoner. Heaven help us. I mean, look, I understand why the psychology of this works. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to have eyewitnesses on the ground in Montana, okay, tomorrow and the next day. I'll leave it at that. Okay? Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's try to have a conversation. Holy mackerel. Steve in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. I did some research on the American Police Group or Force, whatever they call it. And their insignia is a coat of arms of the Republic of Srpska, which is the coat of arms of Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah, and the guy that heads it up does have three different aliases. He speaks with a foreign accent. It's a little old man smoking cigarettes. I have leased the $27 million facility. We are bringing in mercenary trainers. I will tell you no more. I will not tell you who the prisoners are. I mean, we're going to try if we have time to play some of these newscasts. They're up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And, I mean, it's bizarre. And they are driving around, and they've got the head of the Economic Development Group, the Twin Rivers Group, whose wife's running for mayor. And she's on there saying, don't worry, just go with it. Don't ask questions. I mean, these are bizarre statements. They're on there saying, we can't tell you what we're going to be doing. It's a secret. I mean, this is bizarre. And, well, we did put that on the cars that they're police. And this is what we'd like to happen. I mean, what is going on here?
Well, it's the coat of arms of a foreign country, so that really struck me. And
it's mainly foreign mercs. They admit that.
Yeah.
And you know, I had the guy on who was the first one to tell me about this.
The other thing real quick I wanted to just kind of put out that you probably have already seen it, is the CDC draft of an isolation order for H1N1. And this thing tells you you're not going to go anywhere. This is it's an isolation order from the CDC of swine influenza A. And it says you may have been exposed or are suspected of being exposed to swine
Yeah, we've posted that under level 6. They can do mass quarantines, lockdowns if they think you might be sick. And what they're drilling to do is set up checkpoints and just drag you off and then let you out in a few weeks. And it'll set the precedent. Yeah, you get grabbed by guys in the backs of army trucks with the police, and it's normal to, you know, I was in a camp once. They released me. They gave me a lollipop and a care package. Hey, they had a local band come play for us. See, it just sets the precedent of, oh, just like you put a feeder out to train wild hogs to come in to be trapped, and for a month you feed them and let them get away with it, or put range cubes out for them, or a salt lick out for them. And the pigs are like, hey, this is pretty good. It's nice to have the army out here running checkpoints to stop drunk drivers. And it's just all conditioning.
Most people I know won't stand for this. They won't take it. They won't stand for it. So, but that's all I have for it. I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that story 2 days ago. Watson posted the CDC, or maybe it was Kurt, CDC document, and I told them to do this back in April, and I don't think they've reposted it since. We need to put a small banner on the right-hand side of each site that says Flu Archive, where all the documents, all the inserts, all the eyewitness reports, all the stories are posted. In fact, right now, call Kurt, call Watson, call Steve, tell them, create an archive, because it's hard to find all these, so many roll on and roll off. Update the archive. We got WordPress. It's easy. Get it up on both sides. We don't need a big giant banner, just a side banner saying flu news, or, you know, tracking the flu. Because it is so vitally important. Let's talk to Patrick in Maryland. Patrick, you're on the air.
First off, it's a real honor speaking with you today, sir.
Good to talk to you.
I'm calling just because a few days ago I heard on your show that some of your crew was arrested illegally by the police at G20.
One of my crew members, and then also Luke Radowski and other We Are Change members, yes, and then tortured by the military.
Right. Well, I mean, you're familiar with Barry Cooper. He was on your show before. I've been talking to him. He's been helping me file a lawsuit against the local police department here for false arrest. And I talked to him about your situation. He wants to help you guys out, come on the show, and educate the people about...
Yeah, well, that's nice of Barry. We sell some of his videos. It's just, yeah, we know we can go around and sue people, and that's good for some folks. But we have to pick our battles. And that's good for some people to do. With us, we don't have time to do that as all this news is breaking and developing. But Luke Radowski may have to because they've charged him with a bunch of stuff. But thank you. We'll be right back.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to David in Montana. Got the private mercs running around, running $27 million detention facilities. They're openly saying they may put suspected terrorists in. That's confirmed. Mainstream news, CNN, to local Billings News, TV, radio, print. It's all up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Let's go to David in Montana, Big Sky Country. David.
Rick, let us live while we live. Good to talk to you, man. Hey, this joint in Hardin it's been a talk point on talk radio out here for in Montana for a while. It was built to be a private prison. They couldn't get prisoners for it. So now, a week ago, it was reported to us that it was going to be an international police training facility, and later on that they're going to get prisoners there.
Yeah, you're going to have foreign mercenaries training. I've got at more than five newscasts where the group is saying that. Weirdos with foreign accents going, yes, we will not tell you the specifics of it, but it will be ours now, training for anti-terror personnel, and we will be your police department, and we will hold prisoners here, and we get additional 5,000 acres, as I did formerly trained in Transylvania. I mean, and then people are in denial about this.
And the biggest pick bait, I think, is credit cards, man. They got everybody thinking they can't live without them. And Iran is the biggest bank that doesn't use interest, so you wonder why we want them out of the picture. We won't be able to make no money going through there because they don't use the interest.
Well, going back to Hardin, Montana, I mean, what are locals saying about this, and what are they saying now about American police force, which is anything but American, driving around with its double eagle Illuminati insignia? It's not just a Serbian symbol, with saying they're the local police.
You know, it's on an Indian reservation, so that you know, supersedes a lot of different kind of laws, you know. So it's on the Indian reservation that the Little Bighorn was fought on.
Yeah, the Little Bighorn's 15 miles away, though, according to the maps I have. So right. It borders the reservation and the town of Hardin. Are you saying Hardin is in the reservation?
It's in the reservation. According to my map, it's got, you know, the lines.
Well, that's why
it's
CNN.
It's in the northwest corner of the Indian reservation.
Well, that's why CNN said they're looking at it, because it's like Guantanamo in Cuba. It's kind of like a no man's land.
It's a different nation, right? You know, they're under, you know, because.
So do they? I mean, well, then what did the tribal police say? I mean, I know the sheriff of Bighorn won't talk about it.
It's about 500 miles away from me. I'm way up in the northwest corner of Montana, up by Canada, by Glacier National Park.
Oh, that's beautiful up there. Hey, listen, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Arkansas. Gary, you're on the air.
It's nice to talk to you, Alex.
Nice to talk to you, Gary.
I wanted to say thanks for the way you point out the way that these people operate. I live up here in a little tiny community up here in North Arkansas. It's non-corporatized, and that's the reason I moved up here several years ago. But even up here, they infiltrate by taking over the Masonic lodges, and then the Masonic lodges bring in outside law enforcement people into the county. And that's happened here. It's happening in all the counties. And
then suddenly they put fines and fees on you when you're living out on a farm, and bureaucrats say, you will let me in. I am doing an inspection. They're just nothing but blood-sucking maggots.
Absolutely, and there's going to come a point of tyranny at some point when each man's going to have to decide that it's beyond his ability to live under anymore. And I'm going to curb what I really want to say, because I know we're being monitored. But I'm really embarrassed at the men of this country, because when I grew up, we were strong individuals. I'm 45, and I remember what this country used to be like. And when a man wouldn't put up with this, whether it came from a police officer or a politician or whoever, tasering little girls and women because they don't get out of the police car fast enough, putting pepper spray in children's eyes and beating old ladies in the head. What in the hell is wrong with you men in this country? You better get down on your knees and pray, and then stand up and get ready to fight. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, I'll say this to what you just said, and it was well said. They've got all their excuses and all their rationales for warrantless blood draw checkpoints and face scanning cameras and police in black uniforms and police dogs attacking all women in Pittsburgh for the G20. But they didn't do this in the past. This is all new. They may have a bunch of slick excuses for it, but it's all new. And the whole Homeland Security thing was set up for the American people. We were lied to, and I told people day one. God bless you, Gary. Mike, Sandra, Joe, Matthew, and others, your calls are coming up. We'll get into the enemies list of the White House that I'm reportedly on. I tell you, that's creepy. and a lot more. Stay with us. Ray McGovern's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
We're going to continue with your phone calls. Got a bunch of financial news to cover as well. And yes, Paul Watson's writing a big article. We'll be up in the next 30 minutes or so dealing with how I've been listed by the White House on the enemies list. I want to give you the full history of the enemies list under Nixon, Clinton, and others. In fact, that article did just now go up on PrisonPlanet.com. Yours truly, Alejandro Jones, now on the White House enemies list. And they're reporting in the news that Bill Clinton is running the list. And I'll tell you, that's disconcerting because Bill Clinton, hundreds and hundreds of people that were on his list, and it did come out, mainstream news, they did have a list, they would end up dying. And I don't want to die. I'll be honest with you. But you know what? The tree of liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what the shirt says I'm wearing right now. Gadsden flag on the front. Don't tread on me on the back. A Thomas Jefferson quote. Speaking of that, before we go to this guest who's doing yeoman's work for liberty and freedom in the alternative press, you can get all the great T-shirts and materials. We have some new T-shirts. We have more than 50 different shirts now, but everybody requested a Gadsden flag shirt, so we made the yellow one, the classic yellow shirt with the snake on the front and the Thomas Jefferson quote on the back. We now have several variants of other Gadsden flag shirts. We have a pre-Revolutionary War one, Join or Die. Actually, Benjamin Franklin engraved this in the 5 years leading up to the start of the war, saying that New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Vermont, South Carolina, North Carolina, and others needed to join. So it's a snake severed in pieces. It says Join or Die, Infowars.com on the front. And on the back, it's got a beautiful logo that Janae, our great graphics lady, put together. It says Join, Infowars.com. So just check it out at Infowars.com. New shirts, several other new shirts have been added. We also have a deal where you can get the Obama Joker shirt variants. And when they're sold out, we're not making any more. And they're getting close. But if you pre-order Fall the Republic, my new film that's coming out October 21st, we are setting aside the Obama Joker shirt for you. So in the next 2.5 weeks, so when we ship it out to you, you can get one of those shirts for $5.95. That's very close to cost. And it shows Obama with InfoWars under him, Obama with the word socialism under him, Obama with the word fascism under him, and Obama with the term New World Order. Now, as the shirts sell out, we will have to remove options. So if you want to get one of these shirts put out by us, it's a collector's edition, get your order in now, and you can get it discounted down to basically cost. I think it's like a dollar above cost when you get it with Fall of the Republic. Fall of the Republic is the most powerful film. It is a quantum leap above anything I've made. And we've made some powerful films. Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception. Obama Deception's great for shattering a left-right paradigm, showing how Bush and Obama worked for the same people, both parties controlled. But this is a quantum leap, and the budget's twice, or roughly twice, a little bit under twice, actually, any film I've ever made. And it's got so many informative people in it. And we've got a listing of some of those folks that are in it. But just briefly, Webster Tarpley. It's got G. Edward Griffin. It's got Jesse Ventura. It's got Max Kaiser. It's got John Perkins. It's got Black, the economist, Alan Watt. Alan Watt is just amazing. Alan Watt's a big part of it. And you think Alan Watt's strong on the radio. I mean, he is major presence on camera. It's volume one. Volume two is coming out March 15th. We ended up with like a 4.5 hour film. So I decided just to cut it in half and make two volumes and then update and beef up the second volume, which is going to be on eugenics and the extermination plan and how to beat them. This one's on the banking takeover, who the New World Order are, how they're using the TV to mesmerize, mind control people, the Stasi spies. It is a quantum leap. And I didn't even mention half the people that are in it. We went to tent cities. We went and interviewed the Oath Keepers. The extras have got Charlie Sheen and the Oath Keepers. It's a 2-hour, 24-minute film. So it's a big one. It's a classic Alex Jones film. You can pre-order it now at Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. And get it discounted with other videos and books like Camp FEMA. And you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Even if you're going to write to us or order online, if you have questions, you can call 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, that's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. So pre-order Fall of the Republic today if you want to be the first to get it, because in the order they come in, that's how they're shipped out. We'll probably get it 4 or 5 days before the date. We got it off earlier to the manufacturers this year. We usually get it like the day before. So if we do get it early like we're supposed to, I will start shipping 3 or 4 days before. So a lot of you, because it ships UPS, will get it on or before the date. But can't make any promises. We're really overstrapped here, but we've hired a lot of other people in the back office and in shipping seasonally just for this. So we're really trying to get this out early, not just on time. So again, Fall of the Republic, Infowars.com, pre-order today, or go ahead and write to me. And by the time your mail gets here and we get it packaged up, we're 2 weeks away now from the release of the film. It'll also be at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. Okay, enough said on that front. Coming up, Gore Vidal tells the Times of London we'll have a dictatorship soon in the U.S. And we already do, pal. We've had Vidal on before, Al Gore's cousin. We'll have him back on again. We go to Dan Feit. He's an internet developer, volunteer journalist with the Twin Cities Into Media and a former political reporter for the Minnesota State Capitol. The cameraman who shot most of the video is not available, but one of the editors would be happy to talk, and that's the fellow that shot this. That's Dan Feit, the person that put it up, so he can speak to it. And he's also been covering the preliminary trials of people and what people are being charged with. The young lady who the police come up and knock her down with a billy club with brute force, knock her down again, and she picks up her bike and just kind of tosses it at them. They've charged her with felony assault on the godlike stormtroopers. So now common law and the Bill of Rights says you can defend yourself against illegal assault. But they say no. And even people that didn't assault them, they're charging them with this. But the video that's gotten, last time I saw it, 60-something thousand views. There's a lot of other videos. We have similar video. We're just now getting uploaded. My guys just got back this weekend. When Rob Dew got out of jail, he came back and one of his best friends died of cancer. 30-something-year-old woman. Everybody's dying of cancer now. It's all part of take your shots. Everything's fine. But cancer viruses are in it, but that doesn't matter if it's admitted. Just take them. Doesn't matter if it's in the insert. Just take them. Take them. Eugenics. But Dan Feit, good to have you on with us. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah. Good to talk to you, Alex.
Okay, you were there for this. You edited the video. You give us your boil-down take on the G20 police riots we witnessed, and culminating on Friday night with the assault on peaceful people in a park, hunting people down, and then what's happening now?
Sure, absolutely, Alex. Well, I'm from Minneapolis, and I was motivated to come out and check out the G20 because last year we had the Republican National Convention come to town, which was another national security special event, another heavily militarized and federalized operation. It's kind of half security operation, you know, half live exercise. No one's really accountable for anything in the Joint Command Center and all that kind of thing. So I felt like I'd already kind of seen the sort of tricks that they pull and the playbook they're using, and so I felt pretty prepared to figure out what was going on at the G20 and help the people that live here protect their constitutional rights and protect themselves from police brutality, use video and video cameras and being out on the streets to cover what's really going on, as well as expose police operations, such as the video with the three provocateurs in the march that
we're going to talk about that. But I wasn't there, but had my crew there, and Watching all the hundreds of YouTube videos, it's safe to say this was a massive escalation from Denver or from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Sound weapons, rubber bullets, beanbags, CS, tear gas.
Yeah, and all the different police units from different
police
parts of the
dogs,
country.
Billy clubs. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all the different police units from different parts of the country bring different weapons too. I tried asking them what their munitions were, and they didn't want to tell me. But yeah, I think the new precedent-setting thing is the idea that somehow somebody wants us to accept the idea that directed energy weapons or the long-range acoustic device, the LRAD, should actually be okay with being used against American demonstrators in our own country. And the big question is, well, who's pushing that agenda? Who's trying to tell us that that's normal?
We know. The head of the Air Force says use it on Americans, then you can use it worldwide. If you can use it in Fallujah, why not use it here? Why not use swords?
Yeah, exactly. And so they're trying reset the norms of our society, and then they use really advanced, information warfare, kind of information operations tactics to manipulate the mainstream press. And
they admitted this was all a test with the Army and Secret Service and FBI. They're running it from a command center. Did you hear about my reporters got there Wednesday night, went and tried to talk to the military, and then they said that they ran and were maybe terrorists, and said they put them in databases, and I called the cops and they admitted it? I mean, these are sickos.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, is the National Security Special Event, it's very clear that the normal, supposed restrictions of constitutional government get thrown out the window, and you have paramilitary operations. The thing with an NSSC is that there's so many different organizations involved, and it's totally kind of a collectivist, or no one's ever really responsible for any of the actions that
it's
are actually
going on. It's a mass bully feeding event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You get to beat up young, good-looking girls, and, hey, do you ever want to attack an old lady with shopping bags coming out of a shop with a police dog? This is your chance. You wanted to be a Nazi? This is your chance.
Yeah, and the police are totally anonymized. Like, I filmed numerous. They were supposed to supposedly all be wearing armbands.
Secret police.
The undercovers. Yeah, but they're not wearing armbands. You can't tell their identities. Quite apart from the undercover provocateurs, even the regular police, you can't find their armbands. They come from, you know, Palm Beach County. They come from, like, Louisville. They come from across the country to do this stuff. And they're not really held accountable for anything they do. It's like a big deer hunting event.
It's like a big deer. I mean, I've seen the Miami police who were there shoot a woman in the face with a rubber bullet for no reason and then laugh about it afterwards at the debriefing. Famous video of the Miami police from the World Trade Organization. But expanding on that, I'm sure you've seen the video of the men in fatigues in a champagne police car grabbing somebody and dragging. And then G20 said, well, those were private contractors. Have you found out who they were?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I did personally film another snatch squad that looked pretty similar. There were just snatch squads roaming around all over the place. That was another question we had from the RNC as well, is to what extent private security can do these kinds of things.
So snatch squads. Tell me about the snatch squads.
Well, you know, it's just like you never knew when people would either, you know, they would just pop up and just basically grab people. I mean, I was on a bridge and then all of a sudden a bunch of guys jumped out of a SWAT van and just dragged this kid right off. And I happened to get footage of that because I was right there and already filming. But, you know, it's a sense of fear. You know, it's basically trauma-based behavior modification. That's always kind of been
the tactic. In Baghdad, if you're a political candidate, even for high office who doesn't play ball, they admittedly just snatch you off the street, put a bag over your head, and murder you. So these are murder teams.
Yeah, speaking of bags over the heads, I have to tell you, a young man from Minneapolis who was videotaping with us, Nathan Monkelin, he was picked up really close to Luke Rutkowski down there on Friday night when they were, you know, assaulting everybody down at the Cathedral of Learning in Pittsburgh, and stuck him with two assault charges and set his bail at $8,000 with two assault felonies. He was videotaping, and the video evidence that he was taping would clearly show, you know, the kind of police brutality that was going on. And so I think we finally got his bail lowered down to $800, so I think he's going to be out later today. But because they pretty much needed to stick someone from out of state with some felonies, they claimed that he was spitting, and they did put the bag over his head. And then, you know, apparently the FBI was grilling him and all this weird stuff when they were being processed.
Well, Luke Rutkowski said that they stripped him down. He didn't tell the whole story on air, as it's embarrassing. Made fun of his private parts, basically. They did that. They took my guys to the bathroom, made fun of Dew. They then beat him with batons and said, this is happening because you were a TV star. And he said the Army was doing this with the FBI.
Yes, we do know that the military was all over the detention facility. Apart from that, you know, it's simply an issue of, like, you know, what's the legal transparency here? Under what authority are these people operating? That's really the big question. I mean, that is really a core question. One thing I want to point out is that we need to know if any of these Army units were under Army Regulations 381-10, which is U.S. Army Intelligence Directives, which includes, like, what they're allowed to do with domestic intelligence. We don't know, kind of, if you will, the legal framework or the operating system of all these different units doing all these different things.
But here's an example.
We're being conditioned to accept it. We're being conditioned to accept that this kind of operation shouldn't be questioned. You don't know what's going on.
We're being acclimated. But let me throw this at you because you sound really informed. It's refreshing. Here's an example. 3 or 4 years ago, it happened in Houston and Denver. So Texas and Colorado. They would call up high school students and say, if you don't come sign the paperwork to join the Army or Marines, I will put you in prison. This is an order from the president. You are drafted. Now, that was a total color of law lie. It was a fraud. Now, I said at the time, I said, those men are following orders because it's the same script on the answering machines. They wouldn't be leaving this on an answering machine if they weren't being ordered to do it. The Army said, we will discipline them. They promoted both of the men to entire state-level recruiting when they were caught.
Of course.
The point is, even their regulations are bad enough. That's for public consumption.
Right,
they have a real operating system.
Yeah, absolutely. I also want to throw in really quickly that you know, there were some raucous protests and there was some property destruction, but the police destroyed a huge amount of journalist property. They destroyed a ton of cameras, a ton of video cameras. They take everybody's tapes, anyone that they get. So whenever Nate gets out of there, we're going to be lucky to even get our camera back, but it's almost a certainty that we certainly won't get the tape back. This is very systematic. This is because any single tape could hurt them in these lawsuits that are eventually going to come down. And that is part of this system, and, you know, no one's ever going to put the brakes on it. No elected official is going to say, oh, yeah, we can't keep stealing tapes, you know?
We're about to go to break and come back and do one more segment with you on the provocateur cops breaking people's cameras.
Sure.
And this always gets confused, and I guess on purpose through a straw man argument.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all anarchists are feds. What I'm saying is they've been caught in Denver, Denver Post. They've been caught in Ottawa. Ottawa News reported that. They've been caught in France. They've been caught in Germany. They've been caught working for the police. That is, some of them.
Yeah.
Or police dressed up like them. And then the anarchists always send me emails and post articles saying, I'm a liar, I'm saying all anarchists are feds. That's not what we're saying. Clearly, they also linked in this latest article to your video and said it's made up, those aren't cops, those are them.
Well, right. Yeah,
sounds like they're working for them. Sounds like the anarchists, in this case, are working for them.
Well, people don't even believe this stuff is real, but it is real, and that's what people need to realize, is that this stuff is happening, and it wasn't staged. Like, stuff is crazy, it was out here, and it is for real happening.
Yeah, they thought people were telling us it was fake, that the men in uniforms weren't grabbing kids off the street, and now
right.
the G20 admits it. I mean, folks, there is video of old women coming out of shops being attacked by police dogs. This really happened. Stay there, Mr. Fight.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East kind of like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
We've got to defend this republic, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Dan Feit. Dan, fire out any websites where folks can see your powerful video and the different news reports you've been posting.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm with Twin Cities Indie Media, so you can check that out at tc.indymedia.org. Our local indie media chapter, which has been terrific, they're great people, is at indiepgh.org, and my personal website is hongpong.com.
All right, let me throw this at you, and then I want to talk about the provocateur cops. Clearly, cops have seen it over and over again. It's been admitted in other cities. This is not our opinion. The anarchists always do this straw man. If you criticize any of the violence, if you criticize cops dressed up like anarchists, if you hold up Denver Post admitting it and the police admitting it, they say it doesn't exist and we're liars. They then are now attacking your video and our article saying those aren't cops. That means they've got to be cops or something, even though I'm giving them benefit of the doubt and saying they're not all cops, if they're knowingly deceiving and attacking your video.
Sure. Well, I guess what I would say is that, you know, you got to have a balanced look at and a good sensibility of this. Like, if you're out at the demonstration, there are certain people that just don't look right. There, like, there are young kids that get up in the black block, and it's like they were not organized.
But you've always got big, giant, muscled cops. They put
right,
the tough
exactly.
guys in,
yeah,
and they're
exactly.
always wearing the same thing. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, they always look wrong. They always just physically look wrong in every way. They're always too old and too big looking. And the thing is, like, you can interact with someone who is in a black block, and they act kind of normal. But when you challenge someone who's an undercover, they act really weird. And I just want to say, like, that's what our group has been doing, is using tactical media to confront these people, get them out of marches so that they
can't. Well, I want to talk about that, but at the
yeah.
Fortune 500 here in Austin in 99, I came over and confronted them, and cops ran across the street in uniform and said, leave our officers alone, and they pulled them out and put more in.
Right. Yeah, and so basically, what the only thing you can do to defend people's constitutional freedoms and right of assembly is to just monitor things, like challenge these guys that are up in this stuff. And, you know, and that applies as much at the organizational level of protesting as it does out on the streets. But
well, tell us briefly.
You can't push back. You can't
I'll have you back on because you're a great guest, but we're out of time. Briefly, tell me about the provocateurs this time and the cops breaking people's cameras in this video.
Yeah, sure. I mean, basically, like, it was just one of those things. Like, the cops were definitely willing to break people's cameras upon when they were getting arrested. In this particular video, before our camera guy got there, they broke off someone else's lens. You know, there were always just, you know, weird guys kind of hanging around on the edges of marches, especially in the back and that kind of thing. So you just got to mobilize people to have full, you know, situational awareness of what's going on, because these people don't seem organic. Like, you can tell that something's wrong with them, and then you just have to, everyone has to work together and peacefully, you know, defend our constitutional rights and expose them and get them out of there, because there's enough, like, uniformed police around to look after the safety or whatever. There's no reason for all these undercovers to infest everything all the darn
well,
time.
Well, they're not very good undercovers. Their eyes
no,
are always
they,
jacked
they
up.
They never are. That's the other thing. They always look wrong, and I don't understand why they can't, like, I don't
know. Well, they're afraid.
I don't know.
I mean, these guys are like a cat when it puffs up or a dog when it puffs
yeah.
up. Their
yeah.
eyes are all crazed. They're in, I mean, that weird.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the thing is also, people need to realize all this intimidation, all these tactics, like, it's what they call security theater. It's a lot of bluster. It's a lot of dudes, like, marching around looking tough. And
well, that's why they beat on
tough.
That's why they beat on their armor with the billy clubs.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That was amazing, and that's the exact kind of, like, group psychology that, and elite deviants, really. When they are really all anonymized like that, when they feel they can act as a mob themselves, that's when our Constitution.
Yeah, they're the ones really being psychologically manipulated. Dan Feit, thank you so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are now into the third hour today. And Ted Anderson's joining us for the next 5 minutes, and I'm going to get into more news and how I'm reportedly on the White House enemies list coming up. Right now, going to Ted Anderson of Midas Resources. Ted Anderson, I wanted to get you up because gold has been gyrating back and forth, and we have the stock market dropping right now, and you have a great offer again for people today.
Well, you know, it's really kind of funny, Alex. I mean, gold hit down there around the 980, 988 level, and I was buying. I picked up about $250,000 worth of gold at that point. And here I am today adjusting my prices downward. I mean, I dropped the prices from on the francs from 236 down to 233. British sovereigns came down to 288. They're at 291. The Lakotas, even though I was able to pick some up at the 16 level, I'd had to raise the price, so I just left that alone. But today, gold is going up. It's up $17 already today, up in the 1,010 range. And here I am dropping my prices. People are probably going to think I'm crazy or something. But, yeah, I was indeed able to take advantage of that nice little dip that we had there. I really like those things. I mean, you know, it's like the Fed steps in. They start selling. The central banks are trying to manipulate the market. If you don't believe that's happening, just go to GATA.org, GATA.org. You can see that they're actually in there messing with the gold prices and hiding it for that matter. They won't disclose what they're doing. So there you go. So here I am buying in the marketplace, just knowing that the problems aren't solved in this country and that we're going to have more coming along. And sure enough, gold jumps back up again. Unfortunately, people do slow down in their buying when the prices are low. Obviously, I'm not charging enough or something. I don't know. But we are back and the gold market is going hot gangbusters. I've dropped my prices. I don't think there's a dealer out there in the United States that did that right now. But yeah, there are some really good buys at this point in time, Alex. And I just have to say, if you're thinking about gold at all, now's a good time to do it. You know, I mean, if you're in the stock market, the bond market, I mean, where do you want to be? Even Robert Prechter is saying that you have to get to cash, and he is talking about a complete meltdown. Well, whose cash do you trust? You know, gold has been money for 6,000 years. You know, the cash market, which is all fiat currency across the globe, I don't think you can trust anybody's currency anymore. But the Chinese are definitely wanting to get away from the dollar. They've proved that time and again.
Well, Ted, tell folks about today's awesome offer.
Well, today, the best thing that I have right now are going to be the francs and the British sovereigns because I just dropped those coins down in price and gold just went up. I mean, you can't lose on that particular deal. I don't know how you could find a better deal than that. Certainly the silver walkers are still a great buy at 869. But, you know, I'm just kind of slapping myself in the face going, why am I lowering these prices? Gold's running up like crazy. Well, anyways, I just want to say I was able to get them at a better price. I don't need to make a bigger margin. Just call us at 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested, just mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones Show and that you're interested in the Alex Jones special. Alex, I'm just watching the market. It's almost like clockwork. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you buy in the dips and sell on the rise, you're going to make money. It's so easy to do in this market. It's not even funny.
Well, folks need to give the brokers a call. How long can you hold this deal, Ted?
Well, I'm going to hold this deal until midnight, just like I already do. I mean, like I said,
let me give them the numbers. We're almost out of time. 800-686-2237. Gold is way up right now. You're selling it at the lower price. Win, win, win. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now, folks. Get out of the fiat dollars while you still can. 800-686-2237. Gold has more than tripled since 2001. What other investment has? 800-686-2237. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Associated Press and Politico have both reported in the last month that Obama has an enemies list. We know Bill Clinton had one. Now, the Globe, which is about as good as the Inquirer, though they don't do Bat Boy and aliens landing in Central Park, they claim that they have a White House source with the enemies list. I think this is a public threat to people. And we're going to be going over that after Ray McGovern leaves us. Ray McGovern is one of President Ronald Reagan's intelligence briefers from 81 to 85. He was in charge of preparing the daily security briefings for Reagan and Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush and the National Security Advisor, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and a cabinet. Later, McGovern was one of several senior CIA analysts who prepared the president's daily briefing during the first Bush administration. He also famously challenged then Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at a press conference, where are the WMDs? And of course, the Defense Secretary said, I never said they had WMDs. And he quoted Rumsfeld back and really devastated Rumsfeld. And that was really a turning point, because Rumsfeld had been saying they had the WMDs and where they were in and around Tikrit. Then he had to back off. So I really respect Ray McGovern's analysis. He was also an infantry commander during the Vietnam era as well in the Army, if memory serves correctly. And he's been 2 years in remission from lymphatic cancer, so we're excited to have him here with us and doing better than ever. Joining us is Ray McGovern. Ray, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Ray, from memory, don't you have a new book out, too?
Well, I don't write books because then I'd lose my wife.
Okay, well, I heard somebody saying they heard you on Dallas radio about a book or something. Maybe you were talking about somebody else's book.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was talking about JFK and the Unspeakable, which is a book that people really should read. It's by James Douglas, and it goes over the very the most recently released data on the situation there in Dallas and elsewhere when John Kennedy was assassinated. Very interesting.
You know, I had dinner with Martin Sheen about a month ago, and he said it was the best JFK book he had read and was raving about it, and I forgot to get a copy of it. He was going to give me a copy of it, but I forgot to get it. Why is everybody saying this book is so powerful? I mean, you're a former top CIA analyst. Reading it yourself, I want to get into Iran, but that's a subject I never raised with you, is JFK. Why are you so impressed with this book?
Well, Alex, I have to confess that someone sent me that book about a year and a half ago, and as soon as I heard that it had this theory that it was the CIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and people who had been suborned to the Secret Service that planned and executed the assassination of John Kennedy, as soon as I heard that, I said, well, this is pretty far out. I got lots of articles to write. So I put it on my back shelf, but recently I've been reading it. I've almost finished, and I share the view of those who have read it before and told me that it's the most painstakingly researched piece of work, and that it includes the very latest data that's been released from FOIAs or from other things. He conducted incredible interviews with people on the spot, and the evidence that he adduces, and you know, I'm an intelligence analyst, so I know a little bit about this kind of thing, is very, very persuasive. And the reason that it has such current attention and applicability is because the very forces that Jim Douglas claims did JFK in are still very much around, are still very much intimidating a new president whose name happens to be Barack Obama. And if you just run down the line of things, it was Cuba, mostly, because JFK would not save the abortive Bay of Pigs invasion in 1961. The CIA and the Joint Chiefs got very mad about that. When JFK wouldn't launch a nuclear war on the Soviet Union during the missile crisis in 62, that got the Joint Chiefs really mad because they knew they had the advantage, and they told, look, Mr. President, it would only mean about 20 million of us killed, but we kill all the Russians. That kind of logic.
That was L.L. Lemitzer and Curtis LeMay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was that crowd. That crowd was described by George Ball, the Deputy Secretary of State, as a cesspool. They're the ones that planned things like Northwoods and other things. So the primary, it's hard to put yourself back into those years, but there was such an incredible, visceral, knee-jerk anti-communism that, again, the Joint Chiefs thought it would be just fine if we did in all the Soviet Union in return to just, you know, maybe 20 million casualties here. John Kennedy faced into that, and not only that, but he started talking with Castro independently and secretly, he thought, because the CIA knew about it, and he had a private correspondence with Nikita Khrushchev. He made a big speech at American University saying we ought to get along with the Soviet Union, and what do you know, but 3 months later, the Limited Test Ban Treaty is signed. the JCS, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was cut out of those negotiations. So you can understand how they felt about that. And last but not least was Vietnam, where John Kennedy was convinced it was a fool's errand, and he could not convince the Joint Chiefs nor his immediate advisors like McNamara and Rusk, and so he had to sort of surreptitiously move toward removing all our troops. And before he died, he ordered that the first 1,000 troops be brought home before the end of the year 63.
And he started issuing U.S. greenbacks and was beginning to phase out the Federal Reserve and giving anti-Federal Reserve speeches.
Yeah, he was running into lots of problems. And, you know, when Dwight Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex, what he was seeing was a military-industrial-congressional media complex, which we have in full swing right now. And so he's really up against it. And so I admire him even more than I used to in facing right into that. And it's not at all difficult for me to believe anymore that the people who both felt personally threatened and also felt that this fellow was selling out to the communists took it upon themselves to plan this thing, carry it off, and then appoint people to investigate it, in quotes, who would come out with the right conclusion, the politically correct conclusion that this Lee Harvey Oswald did it all alone. No one believes that anymore. So, yeah, the applicability of this thing with, here's Barack Obama, his big beribboned and bemedaled general officers are telling him, we're going to suffer defeat in Afghanistan if you don't give us 40, 45,000 more troops. That's exactly the same situation that JFK faced.
What about the secret Pentagon document that came out 2 weeks ago? Is there any validity to that from your research, Ray McGovern, where they're saying they need 500,000 troops over the next 5 years?
Well, you know, Andrea Mitchell ran with that, and I was really surprised because all the information that subsequently emerged does not indicate that that document talked about 500,000. What I think people did, perhaps, was interpolate. They look at the ratio that the current Army manual says, the ratio of troops to citizens that is necessary for a successful insurgency, and you multiply the numbers by the 38 million Afghans, and you get, you know, 500,000 or more troops that would be
necessary. That was the original Secretary White told Bush, you need 500,000 or 450,000 to be technical, and Bush said, no, I can do it with 150, and I guess they're 23 million in Iraq, so the ratio would be above 500,000, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right. And when you say 23 million in Iraq, I have to tell your listeners that there used to be 27 million in Iraq. That's not to say 4 million were killed, but 4 million have been displaced. A million, I believe, have been killed. And you have many millions, 2 million living internally as refugees, and 2.5 million living in the adjoining state.
Ray McGovern, shifting gears, I want to, in the 40 minutes we have left with you, I want to get your, because I mean, this is what you brief the presidents on. You are an expert on these regions and talk to the other experts who are specifically specialists in these areas. The geopolitical setup, they're now admitting that Russia did not sneak attack Georgia. It was the other way around. Obama is doing the right thing, saying he's going to pull missile systems out, but then he's hedging his bets from what I've seen, saying maybe some new system down the road. So what you see happening in Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the U.S.-Russian relationship, and where all this is going, and then, of course, the $64 million question I want to cover first. From what I've read, the Iranians said, okay, in a few months we're going to open this new facility. They announced it. Our media spun it and said, we found a secret location, and it looks to me like another big lie, or am I incorrect?
Well, unfortunately, you're correct, Alex. What we have here is Iraq Part two. You remember how the what I call the fawning corporate media, how they spun Iraq, so we were all led to believe that there were weapons of mass destruction there and ties between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. None of that was right. And none of the hype that's going on now with respect to the, quote, Iranian nuclear threat, end quote, is right. It's hyperbole to the nth degree, and people in Congress in particular are feeding, having a feeding frenzy on things that they have so warped that the American citizen can't really understand what's going on.
Okay.
Try to put it in some context.
Okay, do that after we go to break. We're going to come back. I'm going to give you the floor. I want you to break this down because I remember 2.5 weeks ago, the Iranians have got all these different sites. They had, the UN admits it can't get uranium above 95% to make weapons. The Iranians announce, here's a new site we've got. And then the media hoaxes it, saying they've got it. It was secret. We found it. Boy, we better attack them. Netanyahu's making secret trips to Russia to get green light. Russia starts saying, we support sanctions. What's your intel? Does that mean Russia's going to back an attack? We'll talk about it all with Ray McGovern straight ahead. Stay with us.
Attention all U.S. homeowners stuck in high interest rate mortgages. Are you finding it harder and harder to keep up with your monthly mortgage payments? Homeowners with all types of credit can now apply for FHA government-insured 30-year fixed rates as low as 4.875% from Top Dot Mortgage. With an FHA loan from Top Dot, you can consolidate debt, lower your mortgage payments, or get cash for any reason. I repeat, you can now refinance your current high interest rate mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate as low as 4.875%. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 800-511-4300. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call now. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. 800-511-4300. Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 5.20%.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm not the kind of kissing.
Well, we have a former senior CIA analyst, Ray McGovern, whose information has proven over the years to be very, very accurate in hindsight, joining us. Okay, Ray, you were getting into what's really happening with Iran and these sites and what you agreed is a big hoax, saying that it was a secret site and they're going to nuke us in 45 minutes, changing the last letter in Iraq to Iran.
Yeah. Well, you got it, Alex. That's what's going on. It's hype that's really unconscionable. Let me go back a little ways here, because after the debacle on Iraq, when my former colleagues were visited several times by the vice president, his name is Cheney, and told to write a national intelligence estimate that said Saddam Hussein has all manner of weapons of mass destruction, that was October 1, 2002. After that happened, my former colleagues rose to the occasion and said, no more of that stuff. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to tell the truth, which reverts back to the kind of atmosphere in which I worked. The only place in town without a political agenda, the only place in town they can tell the president without fear or favor what we really think. Now, to make that clear, and when people say, well, how come you torture people? They're basically two CIAs, all right? The one that obeys the president's wishes and is able to do that under the National Security Act 1947, the one that goes off and kidnaps people and tortures people, that's not the CIA I worked in. I worked in the analysis part and the part of the covert agency that collected information, okay? And what I'm talking about now is that CIA. Now, what did we do? Well, okay. What did my former colleagues do? Well, what we did, to coin a phrase, is in 2006, we gave Bush and Cheney the finger, Tom Finger, F-I-N-G-A-R, who was an honest estimator, incredibly bright, came from the State Department and ran an estimate on Iran and its nuclear program, which is a bottom-up estimate. They spent months and months and months relooking at all the previous work, taking into account the most recent information. They came up with some startling conclusions that were at direct variance with what President and Cheney had been telling the world, okay? Number one, the NIE judged with, quote, high confidence, end quote, that Iran had stopped a covert nuclear weapons program in the fall of 2003 and had not resumed work on this nuclear weapons aspect of its program. This is an essential part of a nuclear program. They stopped work on it, and the latest briefing of Congress indicates that the CIA believes, and the intelligence community as well, that they did not restart this. So this is a very curious way to be, as Defense Secretary Gates says, hell-bent on developing a nuclear weapon if you stopped, let's see, what's the math here, 6 years ago, okay?
And, sir, yeah. Didn't they say at the time in the highly publicized report that if Iran restarted it, it would take 9 years?
Oh, well, they said 2015 or so. It was a kind of a bracketed thing, and it all depended on how quickly they could enrich uranium to the weapons grade, and also what kind of delivery system they could get. Now, no one from a technical point of view said that Iran could be a threat to the United States in any time frame soon. They have no ICBMs. They have no method of delivering a weapon, even if they restarted their work on weapons. To whom are they a threat? Well, there's one other country in that region who actually has about 200, some people say 300 nuclear weapons deliverable by aircraft, by submarines, by surface ships, by missile. And the name of that country is Israel. And no one should shy away from mentioning that, because that is the fly in the ointment. If there's a country in that region that has not signed the non-proliferation agreement and has this kind of capability, and the United States shows itself willing to invade a country like Iraq without that capability, well, if I were an Iranian, you know, I would think long and hard about being able to have the option to have that capability. And so this estimate said, we don't know whether the Iranians would develop a nuclear weapon, but the evidence is not there. We will know in great time, in enough time, to know and take precautions and get them to negotiate. But
Ray,
the bottom line
break.
Here is there is time to negotiate.
Long segment coming up. We'll continue there. Look at the latest hype. Iran announces they've got a facility. The media spins it and says, we found a secret facility. We've got to attack. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair. The sun is hot in the Texas sky.
Going back to Ray McGovern in just one moment as we continue to get a briefing from him. Honored to have him on what's really going on. And he's one of the main people that came out and said the WMD thing is all a lie in Iraq. The yellow tubes or the aluminum tubes, the yellow cake from Niger, all of it. And then now we know in hindsight it was all lies. And they literally are running the same playbook again. We'll talk to Ray McGovern in a moment. Also talk about Russia, talk about Afghanistan, Pakistan, and get his view on where all that is going. Before we do that, I want to remind listeners, you can pre-order now my new film, Fall of the Republic. It ships on DVD, on or before October 21st, just 3 weeks from now. This covers the banks, how they control both parties, how they've mesmerized the population, how they're recruiting Stasi forces within the United States. It's all documented. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Fall of the Republic. Available at Infowars.com. Also, Diginet.net. They have sunglasses. The technology's really gotten small and inexpensive, that have a small chip recording in them with a tiny camera, no wires, where you can surveil, defend yourself when the police pull you over. It's got time code stamped, so it's good in court. They have pins that have high-quality video and audio now. All available at diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. We've got a counter Big Brother with its own tools. Fight fire with fire. Check out diginet.net today or give them a call to get a catalog of their whole line of great products at 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681, diginet.net. Okay, going back to Ray McGovern. Ray, you'd left off with the CIA assessment 2006, and then now we fast forward to they've taken some troops out of Iraq, replaced them with contractors, put 20 to 30,000 more troops and contractors in Afghanistan. They're saying on the news, we caught a secret nuke factory. We caught them. It's incredible. And then a few days later, did we catch them? Well, they made the announcement after they knew we knew. So break down what's really happening today.
Yeah. Well, we caught them several months ago, Alex, and they announced the existence of this new enrichment plant on their own initiative, and they did that just a week before the negotiations start. Your listeners perhaps need to be reminded that tomorrow is a very big day because the five Security Council members plus Germany and Iran are getting together to talk about the Iranian nuclear program. Now, that's why the hype is the pitch that it is. The media here are trying to hype this thing up and say, well, look, now we've discovered a new enrichment facility. Well, we knew about that enrichment facility for months. And now the Iranians are claiming that they're well within their rights under the treaties governing this kind of activity to announce the establishment of this thing because it's several months more before it gets ready to enrich anything. So the hype is there, and the bottom line, people just need to realize that Iran is nowhere near. Iran is years and years away from a nuclear weapon. Okay, I'll repeat that one more time. Years away from a nuclear weapon. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe what the Israelis are saying. These are technical questions, okay? Now, when I did the President's Daily Brief, you know, I didn't write all the briefs. Obviously, I know who the good analysts were, the honest technical people, and it was a privilege to put their stuff in readable form and give it to the president. Well, now I still know those folks, and I'm not getting this from McGovern's head. I'm getting it from people like Greg Thielman, who ran the State Department, the INR, the research there, and the intelligence outfit of the State Department, and was right. These people were right before the Iraq estimate there in 2002. And he now writes for the Arms Control Association, and it's the best stuff out there. Just Google Arms Control Association. You'll see what Greg Thielman is putting together.
Well, Ray, boil it down for us then. What does Iran really have? What are they really doing? And, A, why can Israel have weapons? Why can Pakistan have weapons? Why is that okay? But Iran's nowhere near it, and we're hearing we got to put sanctions on them. We got to attack them. They could kill us any minute.
Well, Alex, it will be no news to you that there is something in this country that I call the Likud lobby. The Likud being the hard right faction of the Israeli government, Israeli parties, and they have inordinate influence in this country. And if you were to ask why it is that Congress is preparing as we speak, to pass a law that would actually be an act of war to interdict the supply of gasoline and such products to Iran, why they are doing that? Well, it's because a lot of their money and a lot of their votes come from what I call the Likud lobby. People
say, why does Israel want to attack Iran?
Well, you know, if you look at the Israelis and their frame of mind, and I think it's a terribly myopic frame of mind, I care about what happens to Israel, and I think it's exactly the wrong policy. They think that if they can sap the Iranian nuclear facility, as they did to the facility, you know, Sirak in Iraq in 1983, then they could set the Iranians back, go 5-10 years, perhaps, if they're allowed to do that. Now, that's very myopic, because the Iranians, unlike the Iraqis in those days, the Iranians can retaliate. They can close the straits. They can decimate our troops in Iraq. And they can hit Israeli cities even now, not with a nuclear weapon, but with lots of missiles, okay? So it would be bedlam if this happened, and yet the Israelis are trying to get our okay to let them do it. This is lunacy, but they have this kind of frame of mind. Netanyahu, their prime minister in particular, that this must not be let happen, and that they're going to delay it as long as they can. If it takes an armed strike, they'll do it. Now, the only thing that is preventing them from doing it at this point, in my estimation, is this. Admiral Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who is responsible for our troops and our security, has gone over to Israel this time last year and said, look, don't even think about it, okay? You fly your planes over our airspace in Iraq, we're going to shoot them down, okay? So don't even think about this, and don't think you can perpetrate the kind of incident like the Liberty incident back in June of 68, because we remember that. I'm a naval officer, and that's just not going to happen again. Now, that was pretty gutsy. And that put the kibosh on what the Israelis were planning the following August. August of 08.
Let me go back. We had the admiral that you just talked about, and then leaked. It also leaked that... And a New Yorker covered it, MSNBC covered it, Cy Hirsch talked about it. We'd all heard about how these radio calls were coming in. Iranian patrol boats attack, blow up the destroyers near the Strait of Hormuz there in the Gulf. And then it came out later that Cheney was discussing plans to paint up U.S. ships like Iranian patrol boats and have them attack our ships. Now, this came out a year after you on this show and other shows said, what I'm hearing from intelligence sources is they may attack our ships and blame it on Iran. Were you being given specifics? Because it's one thing to get this from Cy Hirsch a year after it happened, now 2 years ago. It's another thing for you, and I remember the interviews a year before, to say that's what you were concerned about.
Well, Alex, I wish I could brag about an inside source on this particular thing. I cannot. I was using what we in Army intelligence used to call the swag factor. You know what that is?
No.
That's a scientific wild-ass guess.
So it's thin slicing or it's dead reckoning?
Yeah, it's, you know, trying to put yourself in the position of the Israelis and what success they had with the incident there where they killed 34 of our seamen there and wounded 171 in June 8th, 1967. And, you know, they talk about moxie or chutzpah. They were quite capable of doing that again, particularly if they had an ally in the Vice President of the United States, which clearly they did. And when Cy Hirsch came out with that a year later, you can imagine my reaction. I said, wow, that was a good guess, McGovern. But it was just, at that point, a guess.
Okay, we had Bear on, the former CIA fellow, for folks that don't know.
Bob Bear?
Yeah, and he said 2 years ago, and I don't trust him as much as I trust you, for obvious reasons, but he said, I'm worried about the Saudis staging a false flag to blame it on Iran. And then now we see more and more similar things coming out along those lines. What's your take on that?
Well, Bob knows the area a lot better than I do, and I have great confidence in his judgment. You know, the Saudis are Sunni, the Iranians are Shia. It may seem like lunacy to us, but it matters a great deal in that area. And for the Iranians to become the preponderant power in that area, well, the Saudis don't like that at all. Whether they would resort to this kind of provocation or not, You know, I don't know, but Bob would be in a much better position to speculate on that.
Well, I mean, what is it like for you knowing the region, studying it, when they get up on the news and say Iran is backing Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, that when it's the opposite group, Shiite, Sunni, arch enemies, you know, they fight more than they do with Christians or Jews, really, if you look at the statistics that I've looked at. I mean, that's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are the New York Giants. I mean, it's clearly two different groups. And then the famous case 2.5 years ago, with the president of Afghanistan, and Bush says, yes, Iran is funding Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And Mohammad Karzai says, excuse me, Your Excellency, respectfully, but Iran's helping us. Their enemy is Al-Qaeda. They're back on the news, as you know, saying that Iran is Al-Qaeda, when the last White House admitted they were using Al-Qaeda-based groups to stage terror attacks inside Iran.
Yeah. Well, in answer to your question, Alex, I take this blood pressure medicine now, so when I listen to this kind of stuff. But all kidding aside, you know, when Bush was allowed to mischaracterize, maybe a nice way of saying things, all these very important developments, and the mainstream press, people like Charlie Gibson, would just kind of say, oh, I refer specifically to Bush's famous exit interview where Charlie Gibson finally said, well, Mr. President, why did you really think you had to attack Iraq? And he said, oh, simple. Saddam Hussein wouldn't let the UN inspectors in. And Charlie Gibson said, oh, okay. And he goes on to the next question, you know.
But well, he was letting the inspectors in.
They were combing through his palaces. They were interviewing his scientists one-on-one. It was George Bush that threw the UN inspectors out 2 days before shock and awe. And Charlie Gibson lets him get away with that. Let's get back to Iran. Here's, you know, I told you about the estimate here. It actually appeared in November of 07. They started working on it in 06. And so November 07, this big shock, namely, that the NIE judges, and I used to chair these things, so I know what kind of work goes into this, high confidence that Tehran had halted a covert nuclear weapons program in the fall of 2003. What does the president say the following March? He says, quote, Iran has declared that he wants to be a nuclear power with a weapon to destroy people, including others in the Middle East, end quote. You know, that's made up. You know, you make that kind of stuff up, but you shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. Iran never declared any such thing. As a matter of fact, the intelligence people were telling the president that Iran had ceased work on the nuclear weapons.
And now they're hyping that again. I was watching CNN this morning, and they cut to some female blonde-haired comedian. I missed her name. As if it was news. They go, let's cut to see what she says about Iran. And she's like, Ahmadinejad, how dare you say you want to nuke us and blow everything up? How dare you? We see through you, little man, little devil. And then she laughs. And I'm like, this is news now? When they always distort what he says, and I'm certainly not defending him or the mullahs or any of them over there. The point is that it's all being manufactured again. They're beating the war drums. Here's the big issue. Do you think they're going to hit them, or will it be sanctions first, or will they false flag, or where is this going?
Well, it depends on how staunchly the only reputable institution in our government stands up to this. I have a lot of admiration for Admiral Mullen. I think that you know, he's inclined and, you know, knee-jerk to obey orders. But he and his predecessor, Admiral Fallon, you remember Fallon quit when he was CENTCOM commander because he had said, we're not going to do Iran on my watch. And it took several months, but he was...
Because he knows what will happen. We should talk about what will happen, the three different scenarios if Iran gets hit.
That's exactly right. You know, and one of them, you know, one of them says, well, Iran has the capability of closing the Straits of Hormuz. Now, okay, that's where... like two-thirds of the oil that comes out of the oil-rich Middle East has to come through, okay? Now, what's Mullen say to that question? He says, yes, the Iranians have the capability of closing the Straits, but we can reopen them. Well, yeah. How are they going to reopen them? Send a Marine division into the cliffs overlooking the Straits of Hormuz? Give me a break. Where
when they've got 12,000 sunburned missiles aiming down.
Yeah, and where is he going to get the Marine division? They're all already exhausted in Afghanistan, and some of them left in Iraq. So, you know, this all has a degree of unreality. And when I see Senator Kit Bond of Missouri and John Kyle talking about, we need regime change. We need regime change in Iran because they're such a threat to Israel. Well, you know, that just reminds me of the old saw about, you know, when they offered to make Israel the 51st state of the United States, Israel refused. You know why, Alex?
Well, no, why?
Because then they'd only have two senators.
Oh, man. You know, this is just insane. So what's the intel you're getting? Are they planning to hit Iran, or are they just going to have sanctions? Where is this going?
I think Netanyahu is chafing at the bit. And I think Obama is under great pressure from the Likud lobby and from those still in the White House who have great difficulty distinguishing between what they perceive to be the strategic interests of Israel on the one hand and those of the United States on the other. I hope, and that's what it is, a hope. It's just a little bit more than a little less than an expectation that Obama will stand up to this. This would be a ruinous war. This would be worse than the way he contemplates doing in Afghanistan. This would be bedlam. And I think that as long as he listens to people like Mullen, that he'll be restrained.
Final segment with Ray McGovern straight ahead. I want to get his take on the Russia situation, where he thinks Afghanistan's going. I just wish we could stop having all these wars. I mean, our government has overthrown Iran repeatedly. They're constantly meddling inside their nation. We've really done this country wrong, folks. And now they're saying they're going to nuke us. I mean, it's just pure bull.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home.
ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Ray McGovern is our guest, final segment. Ray, what about the rest of the world, geopolitically? What's going on?
Well, what's going on is the rest of the world is looking at us and kind of shaking its head. The Russians and the Chinese and the Indians are the big players, of course. And as they watch what we're trying to do in Afghanistan, you know, they're sort of shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, be our guest. You know, we all tried that in Afghanistan. We all failed, going back to Alexander the Great, not to mention Genghis Khan and the Persians and the Indians and the British and the Russians. Go ahead, you know, waste your military. And with respect to with Iran, you know, the Russians used to care a great deal about what happened on their soft southern underbelly, but they seem almost cavalier with respect to Iranian plans. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that they don't have Israel as their, quote, ally, end quote. Now, why do I use quotes? Well, because 99% of the American people believe that Israel is an ally of the United States. That's wrong. An alliance requires a treaty. There is no mutual defense treaty between the United States and Israel. And the reason there is none is because treaties require internationally recognized boundaries, and Israel is in possession for over 60 years now. No, 60 years from 67 on till now, whatever the math is, of the occupied territories, West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. And Israel, last thing it wants is to have any international body draw the borders back to where they used to be. So there is no alliance, and yet we proceed, and the media characterizes our relationship with Israel as an alliance. Our policymakers treat it that way. But Russia sits back and laughs and says, well, if they do something really idiotic, if they close the Straits of Hormuz, guess who benefits? Who benefits?
Russia.
Russia has got all the oil, you know. Man, that the price of oil, you know, we'll be able to have a villa, we'll have a dacha for each little worker in the Russia.
Is that why Russia met with Netanyahu secretly a month ago and has now said they support sanctions against Iran?
Well, you know, Russia plays a very clever game. You know, they express concern about this, and then they go ahead. Now, with Netanyahu, they are restraining influence, although they don't care as much as we do. So when Netanyahu goes up there, what you expect him to get is not approval for a strike on Iran, but some sort of reassurance that, for example, the Russians won't sell sophisticated missiles to defend the Iranian sites there, the enrichment sites. So, you know, last year, Ehud Olmert went to Moscow, and he was summoned there, and the Russians warned him in similarly definitive terms, like Admiral Mullen, don't even think of attacking Iran. So the Russians have no real incentive for that kind of attack, but if it happens, you know, they're going to be the big beneficiary by doubling the price of their
oil. Got to cut you off. We're almost out of time. In the last minute, do you think it's sanctions or an attack? I mean, if you had to make a dead reckoning again, do you think they're going to hit Iran in the next year or two?
I don't know, Alex. It will depend on how this thing plays out. There will be sanctions first, but there's great pressure for an attack, and I would not rule out the likelihood that Israel would be given a nod by somebody in the White House and go ahead and do it and force our hand.
And then Iran will go absolutely wild.
Oh, yeah. It'll be bedlam, and we'll suffer great attrition for our own troops in the area.
Ray McGovern, thank you for your time.
You're most welcome.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen, already into the fourth and final hour of this worldwide broadcast, Wednesday the 30th day of September 2009. Wanted to give you Ray McGovern's perspective on the Iran situation. We just got that from him. Going to be getting into how we are on the enemy's list, some new developments from Hardin, Montana as well. With a fellow that's been doing some in-depth research there that is coming up in the next segment. We've got several Hardin clips. Which one do we have first? I want to play a few of these. And we're going to play a few of these news reports of what's happening in Hardin, and then we'll be right back. Stay with us after this quick break. Some of the history of it, the would-be FEMA camp with weird paramilitary forces patrolling around at it, and then we will... Continue. Here we go.
This could be Gitmo West. Right now, it's a prison with no prisoners in tiny Hardin, Montana. City officials want to fill it with detainees from Guantanamo Bay, terrorists like self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
It would bring jobs. Believe it or not, it would even bring hope and opportunity.
This is the poorest county in Montana, and the $27 million prison has turned into a white elephant. But not everyone wants detainees here.
I would move out of Hardin. My son is in the military. He came back from Afghanistan. He says the people have no respect for any human life, even their own.
They are some of the most dangerous people in the world, and some in the community worry that if they were here in this medium security prison, they would attract other radicals to the area, or even worse, escape.
The person that wants to make it an issue, we'd be happy to lock them up and see how long it takes them to come out. And then if they can, I'll buy them coffee at the coffee shop. Not a problem.
There are plenty of cameras and wiring for more, and row upon row of razor wire.
They're even ready for trouble here. They've got gas masks and riot helmets, shields, batons. They even have guns.
There's also open land around the prison that would make a getaway difficult. Because there are no prisoners, Glenn and Ray Perkins got laid off after moving to Hardin to take guard jobs. They've worked at maximum security prisons in Texas.
Everything in this one's state-of-the-art. It's the most secure place I've ever worked in.
Even more secure than those maximum security facilities?
Absolutely, yeah.
But they oppose moving detainees here, even though it might mean getting their jobs back.
Bottom line, I just want the facility to open, but no, I don't really want Gitmo in my backyard.
Montana's senators agree.
I don't think they know what they're asking for when they're asking for to take these prisoners on.
But President Obama wants to close Guantanamo in January, and if that happens, the detainees will have to go somewhere.
Coming into a community that really wants them
is going to be a lot easier than going into one that doesn't.
And this may be the only city in the country that's ready, willing, and able to take them. Gene Meserve, CNN, Hardin, Montana.
This is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Michael Hollingsworth has done a really good journalistic job. We have a story posted up at InfoWars.com. Hardin, Montana under siege is the headline. Now, what we know is this American police force is a foreign mercenary company. I've got local newscast with legislators at the state house saying, yeah, they won't say who they are, where the money came from. They've done weird court battles to overturn Montana law to get the $27 million facility. They announced they're going to bring in foreign troops to train there. I mean, we've got scores. I know it's more than 15 different newscasts we posted. CNN, Billings News, local news, saying everything that's basically in Michael Hollingsworth's article. I did read in the Billings Gazette and other newspapers in California, not just Montana, that this Billings Gazette writer has gone to work for them all of a sudden. Lots of bizarre stuff going on there. You've got this weird foreigner who runs it all going around. They've got foreign commanders who are on the news, and they say it's all secret, we're not telling you. But then we have earlier news, till the people said no, from April, where they said it was going to be Guantanamo West. We have CNN and local news. But as soon as the public said, first they made the public pay for this with a bomb proposal. And then it sat there empty for the last year and a half. It's a giant facility. This American police force put their decals on SUVs saying they were the local hardened police force. This is all confirmed. But Michael Hollingsworth has been interviewing the locals, talking to them. He knows who all of them are. We're going to be reporting with him in the next few days here on air. I will let you know that by Friday, at least, we're going to have reporters on the ground there. Imagine who may be there. Just going to leave that open for imagination. Oh, I'm sure I've already hinted enough. I'm going to be there tomorrow, folks. I always tell the enemy when I'm coming. So the point is that I like to give them a heads up going there to do this, because then they'll overreact and show who they really are, too. So point is, I want them to know I'm coming. Anyways, I'm not going to let people know exactly what, but tune in tomorrow. Let's go to Michael Hollingsworth. Michael, tell us briefly about yourself, and then in a snapshot, what's really going on there.
Thank you very much, Alex. I wanted to open by saying it's both an honor and a privilege to be with you today.
Well, it's nice to talk to you.
I represent a patriotically based website called Freedom Video USA that represents a vast number of American patriots who are all military veterans, law enforcement veterans, concerned citizens, people that have not been blinded by the current presidential administration smoke and mirrors. We were able to see right through it, and we absolutely have a 100% policy for dispelling all of the bovine fertilizer that's being spread from corner to corner in this country. I got some emails from some very good friends of mine who are just as dedicated to truth as I am and said, hey, man, this is up in your neck of the woods. What's going on up there? And I looked into it, and I was like, APF? I'm like, what does that even mean? I said, police forces are hired by the local the local jurisdictions that they work for. There's no such thing as a national police force. But a little bit of background on me. I'm 8 years in service in two branches of the U.S. military. I've worked in the private sector a little bit, worked for a small-time government contractor, done a lot of civil service work. All of the men in my family are veterans, have been American patriots, and that's what we classify as our number one line of employment as American patriot, preserver of the representative republic in which we
Good.
Live.
Good. So you're up there. You live nearby. You went and checked it out. Give us your take on it.
Well, the bottom line started as I started off with an hour and a half long conversation with a lady by the name of Becky Shea, who is a almost 20-year reporter with the Billings Gazette. And she was the one who broke the story initially. So I contacted her. She is now currently the public affairs liaison for American Police Force. And I spoke with her, had a very interesting conversation where it felt like she was trying to sell me something. And I said, you know, well, how did this happen? How did you go from being the reporter that broke this story to being, you know, the mouthpiece of the beast here kind of thing? You know, I said, all of the people, all the things that I'm reading, all the feedback I'm getting from the people of Hardin say that they're not interested in having, hell, they weren't even notified. These people just came out of nowhere. And she says, well, you know, I went from driving a 99 Dodge Intrepid with a broken tie rod and bad front brakes to a black Mercedes SUV with a fuel card that I don't have to pay for and a substantial increase in salary. So I said, so essentially you sold your soul. And that didn't go over real well.
Well, but, I mean, she's quoted in other newspapers making similar statements. It seems like she's so starstruck by the money, she's even wanting to talk to us. And then meanwhile, you've got guys with foreign accents going, we will tell you nothing. We are bringing in foreign forces. I mean, in these newscasts, it's like they're trying to freak everybody out. And it's just classic intelligence operation. They admit they're looking at it for the Guantanamo Bay. They have another former Supermax, and I need to print that off before we leave. because I saw it in the news and I haven't Googled it yet. But there's another Supermax in Montana. This isn't Supermax, where they, quote, have animal rights activists and U.S. terrorists. And I saw civil rights suits filed because they don't let them see their families even once a month for visitation. So clearly Montana is the place. Clearly this is being looked at as where they want to move these assets in. And then it's just red flags are shooting and red flags are shooting up. Then they show up in black SUVs saying they're the hardened police. Then they have the head of this Twin River Authority that's kind of taking over, that's leased it to them, saying, oh, yes, well, it is our wish list for them to be the police. I mean, am I entering the Twilight Zone?
No, sir, you're 100% correct. I spoke with Al Peterson, the executive director of Twin Rivers Authority, yesterday very briefly. I got him on the phone and I asked him to confirm or deny these rumors. And I said, you know, this is a facility that was denied operational status because it was not built in specification to Montana code. In order to house prisoners legally in the state of Montana, you have to have X amount of square feet per prisoner in order for it to be considered humane incarceration. This facility did not meet those standards. My question to him was, how is it that the director of the state of the city of Hardin could build such a facility with such a high price tag on it and not know from the blueprint stage that it wasn't going to be up to specs? You know, so this is all, like you're saying, red flags that started popping up to us going, okay, was this facility built specifically with the intention? Is this how far back this plan goes? Is that they already were building these facilities because they knew there was no way their estate was ever going to allow to house them? So yesterday I spoke with the Governor Brian Schweitzer's office, who assures me that absolutely nothing or illegal or unconstitutional is being allowed to happen. I rebutted with, then why are these people showing up and committing the felony of impersonating a peace officer by having Hardin Police Department written on their vehicles? Well, sir, that's a private agency dealing with a private town, and that's not under the governor's authority, and it's really not something that we're at liberty to discuss, and we're not at liberty to discuss hypothetical situations. I says, sir, hypothetical situations, we have video of it. We have pictures. We have, you know.
Well, that was the thing. The California paper said, the San Jose Mercury News said, Alex Jones says they've got police on the side of their cars. No, that's what the local news is saying.
It's fact. We've got pictures. We've got video. There's interviews with citizens of the city of Hardin that are looking at these vehicles going, who the heck are these people? We did not hire these people. We have no idea who they are.
Well, let me ask you this, since you live nearby, because I've been trying to study this in the last two days.
Sure.
Am I correct in saying that they had a bond issuance to build a prison to give people jobs? Then they did a bait and switch and said it's a FEMA camp and a international Merc training center.
Correct. The bond issue, that basically what happened, the bond issue has been in court tied up for several years now because they can't seem to get the paperwork straightened out for it. So they changed their business plan. And this is something that I approached Becky Shea with. And I says, exactly who are you planning on training and what are you planning on training them to do? And she says, well, you know, that's really not something I'm at liberty to discuss, but it's going to be something to the nature of police/detention officer type training. And I says, ma'am, what's wrong with the Montana Law Enforcement Academy's Peace Officer Standards and Training, you know, our state-accredited academy? You can't function in the state of Montana. I don't know how it runs in other places, but in the state of Montana, you cannot be a sworn peace officer unless you have graduated the post-academy. You have to take the Montana State-approved post-academy before you can serve.
And the counties and cities are chartered under the state. That's their only authorities to the legislature.
Correct. That is precisely correct. So basically, I says, you know, I called the sheriff's office, and the gentleman that answered the phone was very abrupt with me and said that I'm not going to speak to you. If you want to know anything, call the city of Hardin. So I called the city of Hardin. They played the, you know, Jimmy Go Tell Bobby Go Tell Mary game with me and pushed me off to 30 different people. And anytime that happens, that's basically, in the seven tenets of special operations, you have one of them called UW, or unconventional warfare. And essentially what happens with unconventional warfare is the disinformation campaign, the psychological operations, where you will go in and set, you know, light the fuse, if you will, creating the need and getting people to see things from your perspective so that when you come in and offer your services that you had planned all along, that these people are going to, you know, to a screaming, thunderous applause, whether they're going to welcome you. And that's essentially what's going
on. So you set the groundwork of problem, reaction, solution.
Precisely. Now, the other thing that's very critical that everybody in the United States and the world needs to know is that Hardin, Montana, was not the only city that they planned on doing this in. And that was something that came straight out of Ms. Shea.
Oh, that's key.
I asked her, I said, now, so basically what you guys did is you targeted Hardin, Montana, because you realized that its financial infrastructure was collapsing and the city was about to implode and they had no money and they've been taking handouts from the state for X number of years. And she goes, well, I don't know that targeted was a good word, But she says, I think it was more that we did a complex financial evaluations of all of the locations that we were planning.
And it's the poorest county. They're sold this jail will save you. Then they bait and switch it and turn it into a command center for American police force to spill out as society implodes. The mercs are here.
Precisely. Now, you'll notice very carefully, if you go to their website, you will see an emblazoned logo on their berets and the side of their vehicles. It has a two-headed eagle. That is the Serbian royal family crest. So basically, this Michael Hilton guy refers to himself as Captain Michael Hilton. Stands about 5'1", maybe 150 pounds soaking wet. This gentleman has got a very, not so personal attitude about it. And I asked Ms. Shea in our conversation, I says, don't you think it's rather deceptive to play all these, I'm not going to tell you where our funding comes from, I'm not going to tell you who our parent company is. I says, all this cloak and dagger and smoke and mirrors. I said, how do you expect the people of Hardin to trust you? And she says, well, they really don't have to, because it's basically already cut and dried with their city council. That the paperwork's
incredibly arrogant. Yeah, they went and bought the council. Stay there. Final segment. We've got another interview coming up, but I'm very impressed with your analysis. Come back with us on the other side, and I definitely want to hook up with you in Montana, and we're going to be getting into Montana tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We'll be right back. This is important. A real-life FEMA camp run by foreign spooks, and we're on it.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7 1801. Grafunder safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
There's so many red flags in this that we're going to be covering it over the next 2 days, along with all the latest flu developments here on air. Burmese will be sitting in live. I'll be doing live reports from Montana. But then you have the lady running for mayor whose husband was the head of the facility, who's now been removed. I mean, this just gets crazier and crazier, sir.
Yeah, sure does. The Smith gentleman was there, the executive director of Twin Rivers Authority. You know, they say that he was put on administrative leave without so much as an explanation. And I've tried on all of the three numbers I've been able to obtain. I get nothing but voicemail. Carrie Smith, who is his wife, who is the current mayoral candidate, is attempting to, you know, the statement she made was, "Don't worry, everybody, citizens of Hardin, the truth about APF will be exposed soon enough. And then just go with the flow." That was a direct quote from her that can be found.
Yeah, that's
on
her on the TV news.
Yeah.
And the State House is saying we're not getting answers.
Yeah. And well, that's the thing is, you know, this last 2 days that I've spent literally several, you know, most of this last 2 days on the phone with Montana government, I'm getting all these canned answers from Governor Schweitzer, from Senator Baucus. And it's all the same thing. "Well, sir, we're very honored that you took the time to contact us today. We'll be glad to send you a rubber-stamped form letter and blah, blah, blah." And, "Oh, we're actually not really at liberty to talk about that." The biggest, scariest, and most disgusting thing about this, Mr. Jones, is that they say the same thing. This is a private deal between the city of Havre and American Police Force and Two Rivers Authority. You're going to have to talk to them. So I asked this guy, I mean, literally, it was a verbal duke-out with this guy. I said, "So what you're telling me is that the governor of my state, the supreme authority of my state, has absolutely no interest in the fact that there are foreign mercenaries who have set up a forward operating base, essentially. It's a hardened structure surrounded by..."
Well, it's an abdication of authority. DLR. They're just saying, do whatever you want. And, exactly. And then you said this commander, he calls himself some type of commander. He's
Captain Michael Heston or something like that.
Western, and you're saying he gets really mad when you try to talk to him?
Well, you know, I haven't had the ability to personally talk to him, but what I have seen in the interviews is that he's very short, he's very brief, and very matter-of-factly with the media representatives that have spoken with him. I've reached out.
Who is the old guy with the foreign accent, always smoking cigarettes, with everyone, the town officials are always groveling, their body language is... that's him. They're always...
Yeah, he's got the big Russian accent, yeah. And then the tall, heavy-set gentleman with gray hair is Al Peterson, who is the executive director of... Two Rivers Authority. He physically cursed me out over the phone, told me I was way out in left field, was full of bovine feces, and told me exactly where I could go stuff myself, and then hung up on me. So I called him back twice. He hung up on me again. Third time, I said, I left him a message, and I said, "Sir, you're neither away from your phone nor are you dealing with another client. You were deliberately ignoring a call from a concerned American patriot while you're harboring mercenaries on American soil."
Well, here's the bottom line. Where is this going? Because they may think that they own the town. I mean, this is like something out of an old Western. I mean, how is this going to end? Just black SUVs riding around ruling us? I mean...
Well, you know, that's our summarization at this point, is that, you know, we've been observing these conditions as they magnify magnetomically on a daily basis. You know, everything that Obama has told us has been a bald-faced lie. He said, and now this is imperative, he very clearly said in one of his addresses to the nation, quote, "We need a private military force, a private police force that is just as well equipped and trained as our modern military."
Just as big, just as strong. Just as big, just as strong.
Well, by God, here they are. They're called APF. Here they are, Merck.
And she told you, their spokeswoman, the former Billings Gazette reporter, now admittedly works, she said, "Oh, this is nationwide."
She, in no uncertain terms, she was very evasive about it, but she slipped on a couple of occasions and said that this is how they had done the evaluations for centers from coast to coast. That they had several other states they were looking at doing the same thing.
And then they won't say where their money comes from, but predominantly their corporate. And on the news they say hundreds. One newscast said 500. One said more personnel are about to arrive, but no one can be told anything about them?
The current statistics that we've been able to obtain is that there are approximately 50 to 60 current active agents for American police force within the boundaries of the United States, and they have approximately 1,600 operators worldwide. They claim to be able to land a battalion-sized special forces qualified element of troops within 72 hours anywhere globally. A battalion, that's an awful lot of special forces qualified troops. But the other thing that we're kind of leery about this whole thing is that, you know, when I directly approached her and I said, so what about these potential ties that we've discovered through our research on the internet that say that you were tied to corporations like Dynacor, like Three Canopies or Dynacor Blackwater Security, now known as XE. And she says, well, I'm not really at liberty to discuss any of
this. So this group may just be a cutout for a consortium of mercs.
Basically what it is this is the smoke screen. When you go to penetrate your enemy's defensive lines, what you're going to do is probe their defenses first to find out where their strong points are. And you do that by creating extremely sensitive and extremely visible pockets of, you know, little things that people can see. From that point, you exploit the weaknesses.
Well, yeah, we're getting calls about black SUVs, Humvees, troop movements all over that area. We're going to get more updates from you in the days to come when I'm on the ground in Montana. Mr. Hollingsworth, your reports at InfoWars.com. Thanks for your great info.
Oh, yeah, Alex. Thank you for everything you do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. I'm Alex Jones. Joining us, popping in with an update on his quest for 9/11 truth, his request for the president to read his 20 bullet points in 20 minutes with the president, and his quest to get the media to not distort what he said but actually debate him on fair terms. Charlie Sheen joins us. Charlie Sheen, good to have you here.
Great to be here, Alex. How are you, man?
I'm great. I just told you about that I'm on the White House enemies list to, quote, be taken out politically. I'm number 25 on number 24 of 25.
Now, how long is the list? How many names are on there, or do we even know?
25 people are on it.
Oh, so you're number 25.
No, I mean, I'm number 24 of 25, yeah.
Ah, excellent. So you just made the cut. Congratulations, Alex. That's fabulous. Unbelievable. So these knuckleheads would compile a list, singling out people that are searching for the truth, that are asking these clowns to be accountable for their actions. It's just unbelievable. So this is the country we live in today. Fabulous. Fabulous.
It's amazing. And, you know, my film that the White House singles out exposes Bush and Obama and just says that Obama's continuing the wars, the Patriot Act, secret arrest, and that we wish Obama would keep his promises. And I guess I get on a list for this.
Yeah, you're not making anything up. You're just pointing to the truth. That's all. Yikes. I mean, I guess at this point in the game, it's better to be on the enemies list than the friends list, right?
Absolutely.
If you're on the friends list, you got to be employed by Wall Street, you know?
Absolutely. Charlie, let's get into your 20 minutes with the president. Mega viral all over the web, millions of views, and your message to the president, the video. The media attacked you. They distorted what you had to say. They never really mentioned your specific bullet points, like 6 of the 10 commission members saying that 9/11 was a cover-up, a hoax, a fraud, that there should be a criminal investigation.
Right.
I know this has been frustrating for you and I. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah. It's exactly what we anticipated would happen, that they would attack the man and not the facts. But it got so blatant that I think they really showed their hand in how they treated it and how they behaved around it. And I think that I think that sends such a huge message right there that you and I put forth something that they just, as I said before, they couldn't disassemble, so they tried to disassemble me. You know,
absolutely.
And it's a shame because we're not naked shouting from the top of a building, come debate us. We're just, we're issuing a very calm and reasonable offer to just sit down in an open and fair debate forum and hash this thing out. And as you and I were talking yesterday, we did get a nibble. We got a nibble to O'Reilly's credit. But it's odd to put those two words in the same sentence, O'Reilly and credit. but it just, we haven't reached an agreement on the terms that we set forth.
And this afternoon, we're going to be publishing an article at PrisonPlanet.com that I and Paul Watson are going to be putting together. And specifically, now we can tell people what happened behind the scenes. Larry King Live contacted you, your publicist. They wanted to have you on, but then they couldn't find anybody to come on and debate you.
That's correct. Yeah.
From the other side, we have those emails.
Right, right.
We also then, O'Reilly's people contacted and said, yeah, basically come on our show and we'll slap you around and turn your mic off. Basically, you said, no, we're going to be publishing that email. You said, no, we want to do it neutral, where I get 1 minute, you get 1 minute. Good Morning America looked at it and then backed off of it. I guess that's the nibble, because if they actually put you on TV, and they know this would be huge ratings, so there's no reason they shouldn't,
right,
except for the fact, as we talked about, I'm just paraphrasing, your analysis that I think spot on, dead on, that they know your 20 points are too powerful and they don't want that discussed. And so they're turning down Charlie Sheen wanting to have a debate on national TV, which any TV producer would kill to have happen.
Well, no, I mean, I can't say that, but if you insist, then thank you. I just think it's in keeping with how this very deceptive and dangerous machine operates, and as long as they've got the media under their control, then this is the mountain that we must continue to climb, you know?
Well, it certainly is. Now, maybe O'Reilly will agree to debate you somewhere, or maybe even agree on his own show to have a moderator in and to have a real debate. I mean, it would be as big as Vice President Gore debating Ross Perot. I guarantee it. I mean, they could definitely sell tickets to this thing, but they are afraid. They want a one-sided, well, just like what we saw with Geraldo Rivera when he was on O'Reilly. I mean, they pulled out every stop or that other show that they have on in the middle of the night on Fox. I mean, this was the most brutal, savage attempt at character assassination I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was even worse than the first go-around back in March of 06. It's almost like they were sending a message, you know, we warned you back then, and now we're going to, you know, we're pulling out all the stops this time. You know, but again, if, you know, 90% of the comments, of the reader comments and of the viewer comments, everybody, at least 90%, they kept saying, look at his document, look at his facts, look at his data, look at his information. Stop going after him. So people, you know, are very much aware of this sham tactic, you know.
Well, in the final equation, tens of millions of people conservatively read your letter, read your bullet points, and it has definitely re-energized 9/11 Truth. It was still growing, but not as fast.
Right.
So I commend you. You knew you'd
you.
Be a well, no, thank you, Charlie. You knew you'd be attacked for this.
Of course.
Why did you do it in the final equation?
In the final equation, I have to say that the message I was trying to get out was new president, new investigation. I think that's pretty much it at the end of the day. New president, new investigation, you know.
And as you said in the letter, you voted for Obama. You believe all the things he said he was going to do. Has he kept any of his promises, Charlie?
None that I've observed. If you discover any that were kept, please bring me up to speed, you know.
Believe me, I'd like to find some. Now he's saying Guantanamo is going to stay open and they're going to set up camps here in the U.S. Shifting gears here, because I know you've got to get back on the set. You guys are rehearsing for 2.5 Men, the top-rated comedy TV show right now. The contest. Now we announced a few weeks ago we're going to have it. Monday is going to be the official date. Charlie is judge, jury, executioner. He is the guy that is going to watch the videos.
Right.
People are going to have 1 month from next Monday. We're going to have a special website that we're building just for this. And I'll have the specific rules that Charlie and I are finalizing in the next few days. But specifically, Charlie, what are you looking for in the winter here?
I'm just looking for the most interesting interpretation of the material, and you know, I would you know, I'm not looking for people to turn it into a song. That might be a little much, but I'm just looking for perhaps the most interesting interpretation, the most passionate interpretation, just something that you and I might not have thought of in imagining what people are going to present, how they're going to construct this thing, how they're going to create it and present it. And again, you know, people don't have to be off book, meaning no scripts in hand, you know, because, I mean, I, you know, you and I wrote the damn thing, and there's no way you and I could do it memorized. So it is fine with the document in hand if it's just read. But, and again, there's no constraints on race, on sex, on age, on anything. It's all about just whatever two people decide to sit down and bring this thing to life, and however they do it, then the one that strikes me as being the most interesting, that's the one that we'll award to be the winner.
And there's not only the $13,500 prize, because you want people after taxes to get 10 grand. Very nice of you, Charlie. I was announcing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. I was announcing 10 grand, and then you corrected me during the break. You said, well, make it so they get actually 10 grand after taxes. Second place will get 1,000. Third place will get 500. There's a secret surprise as well that is going to be done with some of the best videos that we're going to just leave as a surprise until later. But this is a contest everybody wants to be involved in. I want to see hundreds and hundreds. I know we're going to see hundreds and hundreds of entries. We've seen hundreds when I have a $1,000 prize.
Right.
And so in closing, I could paraphrase your idea, but we're doing this obviously so that there are hundreds of viral videos with the 20 bullet points and people can boil down the 15 pages or so. They don't have to read the entire document. Charlie, closing comments on that.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping, because there's been a bit of a lull since the publishing of the document and the launching of the video, I'm hoping that this brings it back to the forefront and floods the internet with all these new videos and all this new energy and really, is a slap in the face to Google and what they did, or to YouTube and what they did to that video, you know.
Yeah, they clearly put the brakes on it.
It was obvious. I mean, come on. It was 100,000 views a day. And then suddenly, it just came to a screeching halt. It was a little suspicious, to say the least, you know.
Well, Charlie, I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing. But just to give people a little bit of a hint, this video contest is phase two. And throughout the future, just so people can get a little bit of foreshadowing, we are planning some other interesting things.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. No, this is not, this is a multi-phase project, and phase one complete, phase two is beginning, and phase three will be a big surprise.
And phase two is all about the listeners and the viewers taking action. We're giving you the ball, run with it, and again, there's a phase two to phase two. Charlie, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Not at all. Thank you, Alex. I will talk to you soon.
All right, take care, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there goes Charlie Sheen. Yeah, this guy has got a new idea, and I'm just going to leave it at that. That is much bigger than even the first. And believe me, now, by the way, I ended up staying up late again last night working on the Gardasil stories and researching what's happening with that. And because we got so many hundreds of entries, I was not going to not watch them all. I finally watched all of them. I bit off more than I can chew. I got behind on judging all of these. Was supposed to announce it a couple of weeks ago, the latest $1,000 contest for your political poster. We've already had the other one and paid out on that, the Obama Joker poster that had huge international success thanks to you. But I have judged, and at the end of the show today, I'm going to announce the winners. Tomorrow, I'm going to play the three winning videos. But we're going to get another article out today or tomorrow about it. I just got so far behind. I bit off more than I could chew. I try to do too much. It's like I'm a mule trying to carry up a big bag of rocks on my back up a mountain, and I kind of slid down a little bit, but that's okay because I kicked. You ever seen a mule when it gets mad when it's trying to climb up a hill or something? It gets mad after it falls down and kicks back up the hill. I've done a little bit of cowboying, so I've seen horses and mules and stuff. When they get mad, like let's be honest. I was always in there with a hot shot or dehorning them, and a few times got on a horse, but always got thrown off or hurt. The real cowboys, they'd be in there with these wild steers that had been out on a big ranch for years and never even been vaccinated or dehorned. They were getting ready for sale, and they'd have incredible workhorses and mules, and they'd lasso, one of those cows or bulls and start dragging them in with two horses or one horse, and sometimes that horse would get pulled back, and you'd see that horse get mad and just bustles would pound out, and those horses would just start bucking, dragging a cow twice their size, a bull twice their size, just going wild. Anyways, that's where that analogy comes from, of seeing a horse when it gets pissed off. Just amazing. I've seen horses drag cattle through fences, just getting wild. Anyway, side issue. Real cowboying, folks. Not the stuff you see at the rodeos. It's even more vicious. That's why I'll make a documentary about real cowboys. Every time I see a documentary about cowboys, it's some guy lives on some family ranch and wearing a big fancy hat, and sure, he's good with a lasso. But real cowboys are out at 3 a.m. at the bar, drunk as a skunk. Then they're driving 18-wheelers hauling gravel, and then they go out 3-4 days a week with no sleep and getting fist fights with each other and drag cattle around. These people are maniacs. Side issue. I just wish I could go make documentaries about stuff like that, the things I've experienced. It's very macho culture, folks. Very macho. I mean, you'll just be sitting there, when I was like six. I did it when I was 13, 14, 15, and some when I was 16 on the summers. You'd be sitting there, and these guys were so testosteroned out.
I'm not even going to tell the stories. People wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. Side issue. Some things are just better not told, I think. Actually, people don't believe it anyways. This weird-ass life I've got. I'm now on the White House enemies list. We get Megadeth on. We've woken up, naming their new album off of Endgame, my film. A lot of people were pointing that out. I actually knew behind the scenes it was named after that, but I wanted to let Dave Mustaine say it on air. I was getting these emails. You lying bastard. Megadeth urinates on you. They hate you. And I was like, yeah, right. But look, it's just a little bit of satisfaction here in the face of all this danger to have the White House to be on their enemies list, to see that we're waking up Bruce Willis and Dave Mustaine and Charlie Sheen and Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and just countless other people I can't even name here because they want to be private. People say, oh, what's it matter if you're waking up celebrities? That's a gauge of society. And if the celebrities aren't fake right-wingers or fake leftists anymore and they've woken up to the paradigm, that is just a signpost or an indicator or a thermostat showing you the mercury's rising for liberty. And so it's a blessing. I'm very honored to be on the White House enemies list. It's just if I get killed in a carjacking or I get found in a hotel room in a clown suit with heroin needles hanging out of me, I don't dress in clown suits or inject heroin. And I say that because that's the kind of thing they do. They kill you and dress you like a woman or they kill a woman and kill you and throw them in, you know, into a pit. This is the kind of crap that they walk up in a grocery store parking lot and cap you in the back of the head and take your wallet. And if that happens to me, because it says Bill Clinton's involved in this, and he runs hit teams, murder teams. Don't forget the Clinton Chronicles and all of that, the death list. If they do kill me, remember, that is a victory. Not a victory for me. I mean, I don't want it to happen, and I'll never kill myself, and I love life so much it's unbelievable. But in the final equation, it means we're hurting the New World Order. It means we've got power. It means we're affecting change. It means they're scared of us. Man, I walked out on my front porch last night, and there were huge orange and red and pink thunderheads with the sunset hitting them, flashing with lightning. The moon was out. Jupiter was out. It was still daylight, but Jupiter and the moon were out, and it was just so gorgeous. And I could smell the fresh-cut grass and the oak trees, and I just love God. I love creation. I love innocence, and I'm so thankful for the position God's put me in, the great honor of standing against the beast.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Alex Jones.
We are going to continue to cover the G20 open world government being announced. Barack Obama is the first U.S. president to sit as the chairman of the United Nations Security Council, the 15-member. That's the only group that can really vote and has power. The General Assembly has no power. CNN called him president of the world, and he was shaking when he gaveled it in 2 days ago, shaking with pleasure. U.S. Ambassador Rice behind him was shaking. Henry Kissinger was shaking in the audience. This is the New World Order, the eugenics world government, now coming into fruition. We are joined by Dave Mustaine, the founder and lead guitarist and lead singer of Megadeth. Guitarist, lead singer of Megadeth, Megadeth.com. The new album is Endgame. And I just want to say that growing up 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 today, I have always loved Megadeth because the lyrics, I didn't even really understand them when I was 12, 14, 15 years old, 20 years old. But then as I learned about the New World Order, the eugenics, the master plan, it really did influence me. And I didn't even realize how much it did. A man way before his time understanding what was coming. Most of their covers are about the UN and world government. And now it's all happening. Dave Mustaine joining us. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome, Alex.
What do you think about what's happening? World government being announced.
It's pretty frightening. It's pretty fun. I have to be really careful when I do my interviews and talk about a lot of stuff because, you know, you have to be objective and you have to give people the right to think out of the box. But I think you and I agree on a lot of things. And especially I want to tell you thanks for inspiring me to look into the whole Endgame film. And I actually had discovered this document through watching an inspirational video, and then I know we'd spoken before, and that was a privilege for me because I believe you're a patriot. And I think that our country needs more people like you. And as far as having our record called Endgame, you know, I think the best way to thank somebody is to, you know, to bring credit where credit's due. So thanks.
Huh. Well, thank you, Dave. Listen, that's just amazing that you influenced me, and then now with my research, I've influenced you. It's kind of the circle is complete.
Almost. Now we just need one big boom.
Well, I tell you, I mean, my wife is freaked out because she researches all this, and she says it's happening. It's world government, world taxes, world carbon taxes. We're going to go to break in a moment, and some stations join us. But Dave, tell us about the new record that's already, from what I've seen in the news, exploding up the charts, Endgame.
Well, the new record we have recorded in a studio that I own in San Marcos, California. I moved back to San Diego after the lawsuit with Ellefson. I just didn't want to be in the same city with him, so we moved. And then when I started doing this record, of course, I have a real free world kind of thinking with my lyrics and stuff, so it was just going to be more of the same with this record, just continuing, you know, my idea to raise awareness and to help people think, you know, and I may not be right, but you know, I'm certainly right to inspire people to question, and this record has a lot of topics in it. It talks about the collapse of the financial institutions. You know, I went to school and I got licensed by the state and federal government to work on Wall Street as a stockbroker, And I figured, you know, being in the music business, most people in the music business aren't very smart when it comes to their money. So I wanted to be smart and educate myself about that. And along the way, you know, you learn so much. The more that you're willing to exercise your brain, the more that you discover that it's just frightening. You know, watching the Zeitgeist clip and then, you know, knowing all the stuff that's going on with the marrow and so on and so forth. You know, these are all things that are pretty typical. You know, pretty atypical conspiracy theories and stuff. But, I mean, if you really think, if just one second you say, okay, maybe this isn't a conspiracy.
Dave, we've got a break. We've got a break. The satellite makes us break. Stay right there. We'll be right back with Dave Mustaine, the founder of Megadeth. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.